Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are 32 days out from the most important election in world history, and there is now no doubt the corrupt federal government is sabotaging the aid to four major battleground states devastated by Hurricane Helena. We have all the details. This is incredible. That even the New York Times admits that the rural voters were going to put Trump over the top in North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, and now that is in question because they're just devastated. The power's off in most areas, flooded, and they're not going to have voting, it looks like. And the feds are sabotaging even locals trying to help people. It's all coming up today. You don't want to miss a minute of this broadcast.
Hi, I'm Kamala Harris. When I'm elected president, platforms that promote free speech, truth, and resilience to the new world order, like thealexjonesstore.com, will be banned. Sites that profit off dangerous truths are a threat to our democracy. Shirts sold at thealexjonesstore.com, like the InfoWars Limited Edition fundraiser t-shirt, will no longer be tolerated. And let's be clear, if you're caught wearing one of these shirts, you will face arrest. Whether it's the Alex Jones for President 2028 shirt or any other merchandise pushing harmful messages of patriotism, family, faith, and freedom, this kind of propaganda has no place in our future. We will create a future where safety, censorship, and tyranny prevail. Don't go to thealexjonesstore.com to purchase products that keep Alex Jones on the air. Don't wear the shirts or support humanity. If you do, you'll be the first in line for my depopulation agenda.
Now, obviously, that is AI satire of Kamala Harris. That's not really her. But if you look at her policies and what she supported and what big tech and the Democrats won and what Hillary Clinton has said.
There are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda.
They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation.
Whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation.
They indeed do want to put people in jail for their free speech. And the Justice Department that she's controlled by, that's hijacked this country, has been running the whole operation trying to shut down InfoWars. And on November 13th, it goes up for auction. And the Democrats have said they never wanted money from me. They wanted me silenced. That was always their goal.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members, and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
They're scared of satire because real satire, powerful satire, takes a truth and then basically presents it to show how absurd it is. So I'm asking all of you for your support to fund the AlexJonesStore.com and get these great t-shirts and ball caps so one way or another, my broadcast continues on regardless of what happens. We may be able to get some patriots to outbid Soros and Media Matters for InfoWars in this operation, but regardless, myself and the crew want to come roaring back. So support our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com. Get these amazing shirts. That's how you keep us on air. And these shirts are so timely, launching the First Amendment and Second Amendment Defense League, standing up for the right of free speech and self-defense. This shirt and so many other amazing shirts, now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. This is serious. This affects the entire country and the world. They're trying to get through me, as Trump says, to get to you. So please stand with us. I thank you all for your support. Plus, these are amazing shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Please take action.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my after 1984, 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome,
but
Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. I'm your embattled host coming to you from the InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. Literally and figuratively on fire in the fight for liberty. All right, we are 32 days out from this incredibly critical election. It's beyond words. It is Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. InfoWars of George Soros and the Democratic Party, it's AP, Reuters, mainstream news, will be shut down sometime in mid-November. The sword of Damocles on the 13th with the auction is waiting. But regardless, we are barreling forward with everything we've got to expose the New World Order. Wow. Let me tell you what we've got for you today. Kevin Sorbo, very popular actor in TV, movies, but also a huge pro-life activist for decades before it was cool, has come out and said, I didn't get blackballed in Hollywood. I left because it's so satanic and full of pedophiles. He joins us in about 25 minutes from now. Then later, in the third hour, James O'Keefe has released, and I've seen it, an incredible new film, Embedded with the Human Smugglers, the Traffickers, Hidden Cameras. I've never seen anything this powerful exposing the open border. He co-produced it with Tucker Carlson. He's joining us, and we'll show you some clips and exclusives coming up for about 30 minutes in the third hour. In the meantime, we'll cover all the news and open the phones up today. All right. The hurricane hit more than a week ago, Helena, devastated multiple battleground states, killing hundreds of people. Power is out to tens of millions still, and the feds and locals in many areas are blocking regular citizens going in and helping people, including local helicopter pilots. This is one hell of an evil government we've got. And there is no doubt, and even the New York Times and Washington Post admit, that they're not going to have voting back in place in many of these rural areas, which vote up to 80 to 90% Republican and pro-Trump. And so there you have it in Georgia and North Carolina and Tennessee and Alabama. You've got the feds coming in and saying we're going to keep illegal aliens on the voting rolls, and in Arizona and in California. They're trying to block Texas and Nevada that pulled millions off the rolls that were illegal aliens or dead people or folks that were voting out of state. We've got confirmation all over the country that Democrats have been registering Democrats to vote. Excuse me, same thing. Illegal aliens to vote. I mean, it is wild. Wild. And then, of course, it turns out billions have been spent on the illegal aliens out of the FEMA fund. That's why there's no money and it's running out. Not because Republicans didn't increase the fund. The reason they didn't was it was to be earmarked for bringing more illegal aliens in. So the entire government system has been turned into a tool against the people. We've got that. Then we have a lot of other insane news. The mainstream media is calling it a Marburg outbreak, but when you read deeply into the Financial Times of London and the Economic Times and others, it's not a Marburg outbreak. They're just saying that to create fear. I mean, it could be. They don't know that. With two doctors on a train that had been in Rwanda where there was a Marburg outbreak that's basically a more deadly form of Ebola, hemorrhagic fever. Marburg virus outbreak hits Germany. What to know as deadly Ebola-like virus claims 10 lives in Rwanda. But then you read the articles and it didn't happen. It's not confirmed. So you've got them fear-mongering, shutting down the train station. Looks like a bunch of hype to me. We'll be looking at it. Goes along with the monkeypox and the bird flu and all the rest of the crap and the UN emergencies that have been declared and the emergency authorization for new poison mRNA shots. I mean, it's just wild. Then we have good news. Court blocks Newsom's unconstitutional attempts to muzzle parody during election season. That dovetails with a huge development. Julian Assange calls out Mike Pompeo for CIA plans to assassinate him and the dirty tricks they use against journalists. Representative Adam Schiff and other Democrats demand social media companies censor misinformation and disinformation this month. But here's the big news politically. We'll be hammering on this. More Americans identify as Republicans than in the last 40-plus years since Ronald Reagan was in office. And they always oversample 10 to 15 points more in a poll because, oh, they just say more people are Democrats, and that's how they skew them. Well, now, in major studies, the majority of voters are Republicans, signaling, again, the massive political realignment. When you get straight scientific polls on issues of the economy, the border, the wars, jobs, inflation, Trump is leading in double digits, 25 points, 18 points, 15 points, 29 points. But again, in the so-called polls, he's closer, just 3-4 points ahead, because they're sampling, as one part of the methodology of fraud, more Democrats. Well, imagine if they just start sampling 50-50 Democrats, Republicans, and then undecided. Or independents. It's only about 5-6% independent, depending on the poll. So that is ultra massive. And then it tying into Kevin Sorbo and the pedophile House of Cards coming down and him exposing it. We now have the feds admitting, the lawyers admitting that hundreds of prominent people were in on the sex parties, including underage boys and girls. And this is all connected to Epstein's handlers and the CIA. Huge developments on that front coming out as well. Then you've got desperate action a few days after Vance mopped the floor with Tampon Tim. Politico says J.D. Vance's facial hair is about conveying aggression, shows his hatred of feminism. So see, men existing is bad. Just like they're trying to take all over the world the term mother and father or boy or girl off paperwork for hospitals, for college, for primary school. I mean, this is an anti-human cult that wants us totally confused and under their control. And then this is an old story, but a lot of it's broken again with new developments. When I was getting my driver's license, when I was 16 on my birthday, they didn't have a DMV in Rockwall, the town we lived in, but we could drive to Rowlett and do it. And I remember my dad driving me to get my driver's license, and I passed the first time, and he said, he's a doctor. He at one point owned with a couple of the doctors a hospital, so he knew about it in Dallas or Mesquite. He said, don't sign that organ donor card. And I said, why? And he goes, I know a lot of people here in Dallas, a lot of hospitals that will kill somebody if they're in a car wreck or can survive because they want the organs. I said, you know, the hospital administrators and owners can make hundreds of thousands of dollars per body. And that was 36 years ago. And now it's all over the news, all over the country. Hospitals harvest organs from donors who are still alive and who are not brain dead. So just think about that. And now you've got all these top doctors coming out and saying, do not click on the organ donor card or many hospitals will kill you. The same ones you notice in New York and New Jersey and Dallas and Houston and Chicago, L.A., every big city the left controls, you have these big hospital groups. And you'd see almost all the COVID deaths early in those hospitals because they were killing people. They'd come in for some medicine. Hey, let me put you on a ventilator. They get 53 grand just to do that. Then more if they killed you. And it was the same in Australia, the same in England, the same in Germany. The equivalent of $53,000 to put you on a ventilator, another $15,000 if you died. That is a massive, almost $70,000 bounty on killing people. And you need to understand, your average doctor's not bad. Your average nurse isn't bad. They're great people on average. But the systems and key hospitals are death machines. That's coming up. And so much election news. It is a huge transmission lined up for you today. But let's go ahead and run through the hurricane news here, Helena, and what happened there. So this big storm comes in, races up the west coast of Florida, goes over the panhandle, and then just dumps. And we've shown you that track. Everybody knows what happened. And there are tens of millions still without power. There are rural areas totally smashed, mudslides, roads blocked, hundreds and hundreds of dead. They're thinking they may go into the much higher because people can't even get into these areas. Citizens in their pickup trucks try to get in, and FEMA is in control and ordering local fire departments, who should disregard it, many are, to not let them in. Meanwhile, they're catching illegal aliens everywhere, robbing the daylights out of everybody and looting. They haven't arrested that I've seen any American citizens doing it. That'll give you a little idea of what we're talking about here. But regardless, there is a horribly anemic response. They've waited over a week to do anything. And this is just perfect timing where this hurricane went and what happened. And the federal government since 1967, it's declassified 16 years ago, can create hurricanes, steer hurricanes, make them stronger, make them weaker. A lot of meteorologists and others have looked at the radar path and scans of the storm and say it has all the signs of being heavily manipulated. What did they do up in their Operation Popeye in Vietnam? They could put 10 feet of water in just a few hours. They could create giant clouds out of a clear blue sky. I interviewed the guy, Ben Livingston, that led the squadrons in Vietnam. He was in World War II. That's how long that guy. He was flying into hurricanes and typhoons. That's in the Pacific. They're even bigger and faster and spin the opposite direction. In the end of World War II, father of weather weapons. I don't think he's alive now. Everybody was like 90, still sharp as a tack. And it came out in Fox News, declassification. So I interviewed him. He flew down from Lubbock, came on the show. We posted on X yesterday, the big interview. We did several. And then he later said, I can't come on now. I got a call from the Defense Department saying, even though this is declassified, don't talk about it. And that's on record. But again, these weapons exist. I've showed you the patents. I'll do that again in a moment. But that aside, Biden announces 1,000 troops maybe today. Should have been done day one. Should have been ready when it was happening. Trump would have done that, did do that. Then Kamala waits 7 days to do a tepid press conference and promise $750 if you can even get to the federal government to have be mailed a check. It's like giving somebody a Band-Aid for a shotgun wound. And then we learned that over $1 billion of FEMA money has gone to resettle the illegal aliens and fly them around the country and ship kidnapped kids around for slave labor and sex slavery. Biden Kamala regime burns $1 billion in FEMA funds to resettle illegal immigrants. FEMA now lacks resources for disaster response. Isn't that outrageous? Joe Biden's dawdling in ordering federal troops for disaster relief is incompetent, malicious, or both, says Red State. Well, it's both. Today, he finally is announcing he has directed the Department of Defense to deploy up to 1,000 active duty soldiers to support response efforts. You know, we've put in over $200 billion and then countless resources on top of that into Ukraine the last 2.5 years of our money, and they can't even have $1 billion for 4 devastated states. Just incredible. Today, the president is announcing he has directed the Department of Defense to deploy up to 1,000 active duty soldiers to support response efforts. These soldiers are part of the Infantry Battalion Task Force based at Fort Liberty, North Carolina, which includes forward support company and the necessary support structure, fuel, water, mechanics to conduct operations. We've got newscast on this. At first, people were like, oh, the government's saving people in helicopters. No, a bunch of private citizens are saving people off rooftops, you name it. And they're being told you will be arrested. And then now Buttigieg has blocked any drones flying over these affected areas, so you can't help people either. They're just disgusting monsters. Local authorities threatened to arrest father-son volunteer duo saving stranded Hurricane Helena victims. Now, let's look at the facts that deal with all of this. If Helena affects voting, this is the New York Times days ago, which is now admitted it is, Trump may pay the price because it's mainly conservative voters that don't even have polling places to go to now. And, of course, the mail-in ballots that have already started going in are just disappearing. To disaster zone. Damage from Hurricane Helena in Georgia could create problems with mail-in ballots. Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Ravaged by Hurricane Helena, or Helena, I keep saying Helena, Helena, Helene, I'm sorry I keep calling you Helena, folks. Ravaged by Hurricane Helene. North Carolina faces daunting level of uncertainty ahead of election. So Hurricane Helene is everything the deep state needed. How Hurricane Helene's destruction threatens to disrupt voting in North Carolina. Officials. Hurricane Helene upends election planning in some parts of North Carolina and other states. Damage from Hurricane Helene in Georgia could create problems for mail-in ballots. Hurricane Helene scrambles politics in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Yeah, it affects Florida, too. And then here's the United States Patent Office publication. How they can use Doppler radar to control, steer, weaken, or implode and collapse storms, flooding everyone. You'll read about all that. I posted it on X yesterday and a special report. Just to remind everybody about that. How to steer hurricanes, flood homes, and steal lithium. That's a key report I'll play in a moment. How Helene's destruction could affect voting in North Carolina. And it goes on from there. Very, very important. I want to air Greg Reese's report on this that is beyond critical. I hope you share it. How to steer hurricanes, flood homes, and steal lithium. And that's the angle everybody's obsessing on, the lithium. But the real angle, I'm not saying Reese is wrong to cover the lithium angle, is the election angle. There's no doubt this is happening. And it could hand the election to Kamala Harris. And imagine the other black swans or perfect little coincidences that are going to happen now. Here's the report.
We have had the technology to create, control, and steer hurricanes for decades.
Project Cirrus is the first official attempt to modify a hurricane. It was run by General Electric with the support of the U.S. military. The official theory was that by changing the temperature outside the eyewall of a hurricane, which they did by seeding the clouds with various compounds such as silver iodide, a decrease in strong winds will result. On October 13, 1947, Project Cirrus targeted a hurricane heading out to sea. Approximately 180 pounds of dry ice was dropped into the clouds. The crew then reported a pronounced modification of the cloud deck, and the hurricane abruptly changed direction and made landfall near Savannah, Georgia. The public blamed the government. Irving Langmuir, who pioneered General Electric's Atmospheric Research Department and admitted that the project was about learning how to weaponize the weather, also claimed the reversal of the hurricane had been caused by Project Cirrus. But the government denied it for 12 years. After a short delay, the project officially continued, and in 1965, Project Storm Fury had targeted Hurricane Betsy for seeding. On that day, the storm immediately changed direction and made landfall in southern Florida. Congress blamed it on Project Storm Fury, But the government claimed that the hurricane shifted before they ever had a chance to seed it. And after 2 months of congressional hearings, the project was allowed to continue.
In 1997, U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen admitted we have the technology to control the weather, including earthquakes and volcanoes. The U.S. government has placed gag orders on employees of the National Weather Service. In October of 2012, after Hurricane Sandy weakened to a tropical storm, microwave imagery shows a thick red beam immediately followed by Sandy growing into a Category 1 hurricane and taking an unexplained left turn into New Jersey. The push towards alternative energy demands more lithium, and according to the U.S. Geological Survey, the United States has over 6 million tons of identified lithium resources. The majority of this lithium has been identified in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Kings Mountain is believed to have one of the largest resources in the world. But the biggest problem is that people live there, and they don't want their quiet towns turned into lithium mines.
People in Schererville have been pushing against a proposed lithium mine for the last several years. But everyone we spoke with here said it's too divisive of an issue to share their opinion on camera. Schererville is a small, quiet town.
I think that's good that we keep it small.
So quiet, many don't feel comfortable speaking out against Piedmont Lithium's proposed mining operation nearby.
I think we're a silent majority. I think a lot of people are afraid to say anything about it because they are bringing a lot to the town as far as money.
Last year, the Department of Defense entered a $90 million agreement with Albemarle Corporation to increase domestic production of lithium for the nation's battery supply chain, specifically from Kings Mountain, North Carolina, starting by 2025. This is the same area experiencing what is being described as biblical floods. While the federal government spends billions on foreign wars and illegal immigrants, they simply cannot be bothered with the health and well-being of the American people, especially those living on coveted, mineral-rich land. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Excellent report. Great job, Greg. But the main point is, it is disrupting the election and the rural voters. They're saying they aren't going to get the voting systems back up for them. That's New York Times. That's a big deal. All right, Kevin Sorbo on the pedophiles and how that's all coming out in Hollywood and how huge this is with Pedo Diddy and all of it coming up. Listen, listeners, you can go to the New York Times, the Washington Post, you can go to AAP, Soros back groups, Democrats planning to try to buy up InfoWars when it goes on auction the 13th of November to shut it down. Regardless, support our sponsors that are going to make sure one way or another I stay on air and this crew has a job. But we need major funds. We make it easy with great T-shirts and great ball caps. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and support that sponsor. The fundraiser shirts, all the shirts you get fund us in ball caps, but we've got two shirts that are marked up to $50 instead of $25 or $30 so that we get even more funds, and that's the classic InfoWars shirt and the Alex Jones for President 2028 shirt. Please take action. It's action time. I want to thank you all for your past support, but it is action hour. Look at the world. We need to stay on air. I can't do it without you. Please be our partners in victory against the New World Order. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now. History is happening in front of us. You are the Paul Revere's.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome,
but
Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style prints is probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are 32 days out from the most important election in world history. No one can even deny that. You can cut the suspense with a knife. There are so many insane developments happening. I interviewed over a decade ago Kevin Sorbo. He, of course, has been a top TV actor, movie star, you name it. And since then had all these huge hit Christian films, you name it. He's got SorboStudios.com. Been a fan of him since I was a teenager, watching him on Hercules. And he's had a lot of courage, and he's out there constantly. You see him all the time on mainstream media, the alternative media that's now bigger than the old mainstream media, standing up for life, standing up for the unborn, standing up for God. And I just really am glad to be able to get him on in his busy schedule, because he came out a few days ago, and it's up on InfoWars.com, this article, Hercules Actor. I left Hollywood because they are pedos. Now, I was already wanting to get him on, and I've got some of the other actors coming on soon, from the incredible movie, especially if you were alive back then. The nostalgia is amazing. It's so accurate as well. Reagan, that, of course, has got Dennis Quaid, and so many other people in it, including Kevin Sorbo, who plays his pastor, who helped put Reagan on his life path, according to Reagan. So an amazing film. I saw it with my parents, brought tears to their eyes because we all lived through that and experienced it. And I guess for younger people, they see it and they don't, it doesn't quite click as well. But if you want to know what it was like in the time capsule and really what's affecting how we live today, you see the movie Reagan the movie. But Kevin Sorbo joins us to talk about the epic times we're in and to look at Pedo Diddy and now hundreds of quote celebrities and leaders reportedly with underage girls and boys connected into the whole Epstein group. Now the feds are coming in, I believe, to take control of the case and make it criminal to limit it, so that the full nature of it being a blackmail operation doesn't come out. But Kevin Sorbo, thank you so much for coming on with us at such a critical time.
My pleasure. It's good to see you again. You know, my Twitter account, my X account is Sarcastic Truth is what it is. And with all this information on Diddy out there right now, I posted that pretty much as a joke. But we all now see it surfacing in Hollywood. We've seen it for years. We know what's going on in Disney. We know what's going on in Nickelodeon. All these young child actors now grown up have come up to say what's actually happening behind the stages there. And I knew it was going on. I don't have proof of it. I mean, I just know that everybody was talking about it and they still talk about it now. But with this Diddy thing and what happened to Nickelodeon child actors, it's pretty basic of what's happening out there right now. And, you know, what Disney's doing, what Target was doing, what the other brands have been doing it. You know, I look at it this way. Frankly, if you throw a rock at a pack of dogs, the one that gets hit is going to yelp, right? So this is kind of what's happening in the world right now. And all these people that were supporting Diddy, I don't know that every single one of these people were blind to the fact that was going on. And the same thing with Epstein, you know? And here we are again. It's just these stories just keep coming out all the time.
Well, that's right. In fact, maybe the crew can pull it up. We had ABC, NBC reporters saying, oh, we all knew, but the story was killed. In outtakes, their own crew release. And then we have John McCain's wife when all the Epstein stuff was breaking a few years ago. I talked about it 15, 16 years ago, but when it was breaking 4 or 5 years ago, she said, oh, we all knew. Well, why didn't they do anything? That really makes them complicit.
Yeah. Well, no question. I mean, it's just, look, the people that are upset at me for posting that and go crazy at me, maybe they have a lot more to worry about before anything else. So then again, you know, why, who's not talking about this? Many people are, but maybe the silent ones are the ones we need to look at, because the rumors of, I'm not going to name names. I've heard so many big A-list names have been involved in this occult thing, this satanic worshiping, this blood drinking of, I don't have any proof.
Adrenochrome.
I've heard stories for a long, long time about this. Actually, somebody came out recently. Who was the actress who came out recently? Say they drink, she drinks the blood of her husband or something. It was pretty bizarre.
Fox.
Yes. Yes, the one from all the Transformer movies.
Angelina Jolie talked about similar things. Her dad's a great guy, obviously, in the Reagan movie, but I'm not trying to go after her, but I know they're definitely polar opposites when it comes to, I got invited to be in a few movies, but mainly by the Austin, you know, Hollywood folks that didn't like Hollywood, like Richard Linklater. But I did, you know, get offers and voiceovers in some movies. So I did spend some time in L.A., not a lot, you know, quit going out there 15 years ago just because it was so crazy. And people would talk about that and talk about, yeah, we can't go to this party. There'll probably be some underage girls there. And I was like, are you serious? And then I'd be at just regular parties. They'd open up suitcases or briefcases just full of every drug you'd want. And I'm like, I don't take drugs. And then all of a sudden I'd be at like mainline party and 15 hookers would show up and I would leave. I mean, you were there without getting into any names. You're saying you never actually saw the pedophile stuff. So you're blessed, but you heard about it. What made you leave Hollywood specifically? Because if I barely brushed up against it and it was ridiculous. I mean, what type of stuff did you see or hear about in Hollywood?
Well, I live 45 miles north of LA. I was between LA and Santa Barbara. I was never much of a Hollywood guy. I love the industry. I love making movies. I love being part of the creative process, but I was never part of it in terms of going to the parties and seeing stuff. I mean, certainly there were parties I went to and there'd be drugs around, things like that, but I never did that stuff. Look, I left, my wife and I took the family. We escaped California 6 years ago. We left the worst governor in the country to the best governor. We've lived in Florida now for 6 years. We absolutely loved out there. We're thinking about moving for a long, long time. We just got to a point that I couldn't take the taxes anymore. The traffic is sucking all the time. And of course the politics is insane. We all saw and we still see what's going on, what Newsom is doing. You know, Everything about Newsom, I mean, COVID was certainly an eye-opener that he can go out to have $1,200 meals with his buddies in San Francisco and not wear masks, but everybody else has got to wear them. Look, Facebook took me down 3 years ago for posting the truth about COVID, the shots, the Facebook face masks, all that. And now, of course, all that stuff that I said, the conspiracy theories, and just like you were talking about, has all come back. We were true. We were honest about what was happening out there. I'm the first cancel culture victim is what really happened. 10 years ago, my manager and agent kicked me out. We can't work with you anymore because all your posts being a conservative, being a Christian, which apparently is like being a double leper in Hollywood, got me booted out. But I still love the industry. My wife and I formed Sorbo Studios. Please go to sorbostudios.com. We do movies that have hope and love and faith and redemption and laughter, things that Hollywood used to do. We don't do just straight Christian movies. We also do movies that just have good messages in them, period. And Hollywood doesn't want to do those anymore. Disney took $1.4 billion loss last year. And with all this woke agenda they got going out there, it's just crazy right now. So I'm just doing movies that have a positive message. I'm going to keep on doing them. I got 4 movies in post-production. I got 3 in documentaries in post. One of the movies that I did will be coming out this November. It's a Christmas movie called God Is Here. So yes, it's a faith-based movie, but I've got a couple other ones coming out. I got a vampire movie coming out. I got a zombie movie coming out, a comedy. They're both comedies. So I like to poke fun at everything that's going on within the Hollywood walls because, as you know, they're hypocrites. They just are. They say they want this and say they want that. Socialism is good. They all live capitalist lifestyles. Let's face it. That's what Hollywood wants, to make money. So let's stop this pretend thing that they believe in socialism and communism. And how many elections we have to listen to these A-listers go, if a Trump or Bush get elected, I'm moving to Canada. None of them ever moved. That's just all talk.
Well, expanding on that, because you're more of an expert than I am, and I see the numbers, I would say Hollywood's basically collapsed. And then I look at faith-based films being one of the only things that's successful now, And are huge, bigger than, you know, some of the biggest films ever made, and films exposing human trafficking. You know, the biggest film, what, this year so far, or was that last year, The Sound of Freedom? Does Hollywood realize that they're destroying themselves as people turn against their woke agenda?
I don't think they even care. Look, I did a movie called Let There Be Light. My wife wrote it along with Dan Gordon. Dan Gordon's an Oscar-nominated writer. He wrote The Hurricane for Denzel Washington, The White Earp, Kevin Costner. We opened, here's a $3 million movie that actually Sean Hannity funded it. $3 million movie that opened number 2 per screen average against Thor Ragnarok, a $300 million movie. I get a call from Netflix after opening weekend and they say, hey, we know you have a foot in this family faith world. We want to open an inspirational division here at Netflix. I had 4 meetings with them over the next couple months. This is back in 2018. And with each meeting, I could tell maybe this was just lip service that their ideology is so screwed up. And so there's 80 million homes that want the kind of movies that I'm doing and what the Irwin brothers are doing and what the Kendrick brothers are doing. There's 80 million homes out there, yet they just avoid it for whatever reasons. And I knew half the people in those rooms that I was meeting. I've met like a dozen people from Netflix. I could tell half of them agreed with me, but they're afraid. You know, the gays are out of the closet in Hollywood. It's the Christians and the conservatives. They're in the closet now. I'm not. I'm out there. Every movie I've been doing the last 6-7 years, and I do 4 or 5 movies a year. I get an actor, a producer, a director, a camera guy, makeup, whatever, say, hey, thanks for being a voice for us. And I go, well, be a voice for yourself. And well, we don't want to get blacklisted like you. Yeah, I got blacklisted, and I'm not doing big budget movies anymore. I mean, Reagan's a bigger one, but
You're building the new system, and that's what we should do as Christians and conservatives and populists and just capitalists, is build our system. You build it, we're coming. And so that's very exciting and revolutionary because you're one of the first to do this going back decades ago. But Reagan, I was blown away by how amazingly shot and the actors and the history, because I'm quite a history buff. This is a masterpiece. And even as you know, Facebook blocked them from running ads on there. So that's how bad cancel culture has gotten, where they're blocking ads for such a wholesome movie.
Yeah. It's so childish. They're like little 7th grade mean girls, you know, where they're just jealousies, egos, ridiculousness. They're going to keep doing it. Look, Sean McNamara did a great job with this, and he's a liberal director. I did a movie with him and Dennis Quaid about 10 years ago called Soul Surfer. It's the life of Bethany Hamilton, the girl lost her arm to a tiger shark attack. And, you know, there are good liberals out there. So, you know, he gets the story and how important it is. Unfortunately for me in this movie, they took out most of my stuff because the movie was so long covering his life. I played his pastor when he was a teenager. And they really needed to get, it was over 3.5 hours long. They had to cut it down. So they lost all the early Reagan years. So I'm hoping that they at least put it in when they put it out in streaming or DVD or whatever. So put those scenes in.
Oh, I can't wait. It was long, but every minute of it was amazing. And I was thinking like they could have made a 5-hour movie because it's such and I've actually researched Reagan. The media demonized him so much. They thought he was just, you know, just this actor. No, he was pure Americana.
Oh, no question. Well, look, he was a Democrat. But just like John Voight, who's in the movie, just like Dennis Miller, all those guys, well, I know. And they said, look, the party left me. I didn't leave the party. Because as you know, everything's moving further and further left. I tell my liberal friends all the time, and liberals out there right now, I say, look, go look at the 1960 inauguration speech of JFK and tell me if there's one Democrat and probably not that many Republicans that talk that way today. He would be a conservative today very easily.
Speaking of that, how big a deal is it that Elon Musk is super hardcore now? I mean, wow, what a blessing.
Well, I think he's waiting. I mean, I think he's been retweeting me. You've actually retweeted me, so thanks for that. But I know he's retweeted me a few times, which I think is great. I would love to talk to him. I got a couple things I'd love to share with him. But you look at what he's doing, and you look at even what Bill Maher's doing over the last couple of years. I mean, Bill Maher is certainly, I think he's a, you know, he's a Democrat, but he's not, he didn't go as far left the rest of the party. He's even saying, wake up. You guys are idiots. You guys are babies the way you're being with this attack thing, this woke stuff that's going on and on. And then he said, don't send your kids to American universities. Look, my wife's a homeschool advocate. She just got a ward up in Washington DC last week. She's got a number of books on the subject. We're a homeschooler. She travels the country talking about it. And one of the blessings of COVID is that 2 million more families are now homeschooling because they woke up to the reality of how bad our public schools are. So, you know, it's run by the government, right? You know this. You know Reagan's quote. He said, the greatest words to fear are, hi, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. Because you know they're not here to help. Everything they get their hands on, they destroy. Our government right now easily treats us far worse than the British monarchy did 250 years ago. We went to war on a 3% tax. And we lose half our money, and then the rest of the money gets taxed on whatever we buy forever. Everything about our government is printing money and taking money from you, the American citizens that work hard. They want you to be their little work bees.
Absolutely. Kevin, let me ask you this question. You see movies like Civil War, huge budget, and it's all about a rebel group, the left, taking over. They kill the Trump figure. It's very obvious what they're doing. You've got Democrats like Raskin saying, we're going to have Civil War conditions. We're not going to certify a Trump victory. Everything they claim Trump was going to do, going after political enemies, they're doing. It's insane. But here's the good news. Major national studies, they now admit for the first time since Reagan, the majority of voters now identify as Republicans, signifying a Trump landslide. But they still sample more Democrats in polls to skew the numbers. Do you think we're in a political realignment? I in my view, know we're in the Great Awakening, but I'm really concerned about what the crazy left, not just here but around the world, is going to do to try to maintain control.
They'll do anything. They're more organized in their hate and their anger and divisiveness, as you know. And my concern is, how much are they going to cheat at this election? Because we all know Biden didn't win election. I am a voter fraud believer. There was voter fraud in that, and it's just, there's no doubt there was. There's no way Biden, who sat in his basement the entire time, won that election. I just don't buy it. You can see it on 2000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza's movie, and there's just so much fact out there. But our, like I said, our government treats us horribly. There's so much evil in our country right now. And I mean, they're doing what they're doing on purpose. Look, 20 million people across the border. Really? I mean, how many of those people? I've read anywhere between 700,000 and 900,000 terrorists around the country. I don't know where they get those numbers, but if there's any truth at all, we know a lot sure. Right across. I'm more worried about a 9/11 on a mass scale than I'm worried about one city getting it. This is insane what we've been doing and what we continue to do. And apathy is the biggest killer in America right now because people have just given up on fighting anything. They just go, oh, well, what can we do? Well, maybe we should wake up and maybe we should start teaching civics in school so kids grow up realizing it's we the people, not we the big government.
Well, absolutely. And all this pedophile ring crap is coming out in the different branches. The intelligence agencies have been caught being involved, but we have over a billion of the FEMA money now spent on illegal aliens resettling, and we have 325,000 missing children that Kamala put into the country, and I have the articles right here, with no paperwork in many cases. They turn out in factories and slave labor, sex slavery. Trump's starting to hammer this, but this to me is the elephant in the room. if Trump comes out and says, and I know the Texas Attorney General's doing it, the Texas Lieutenant Governor's doing it, a few others are saying, arrest Kamala, arrest Mayorkas, but we need to, Trump needs to go all the way and say, we're going to find these kids and we're going to prosecute Mayorkas and others because this is the smoking gun right here.
Yeah. I mean, it's this child, it seems like every Super Bowl, I don't know what goes on with Super Bowls, they break up some large human trafficking ring at the Super Bowl that these guys come in like food trucks, but it's not food. It's little children. So they seem to bust that constantly. It happens over and over and over again. And I love what Trump's doing. I mean, here's a guy that had two assassination attempts on his life, and the left treats it, even the left media treats it like a fender bender in a parking lot. Why are we not getting answers about this? If this happened on the other side, they'd know everybody's been involved. I'm not going to say it out loud. Maybe you're going to say it out loud. But I think we all know who's behind these assassination attempts.
We know who's behind the stand down and then Google for 2 months. If you search Trump assassination attempt, you got RFK and JFK and Martin Luther King and Reagan. You wouldn't even, they wouldn't even show the images of him. And that was my last question. You got to come back soon and talk about some of your films. But Kevin Sorbo, you read my mind. Trump assassination. Where were you when you heard about it? Or did you see it live on July 13th? Tucker just released new footage of the shooter climbing on the roof. Everybody pointing, shooter, okay. Shooter. And then where were you 3 weeks ago there in when that took place in Mar-a-Lago there in Florida? Because, I mean, this is epic. And you're right. They treat it like it's a fender bender. They treat it like it's just some, well, for 8 hours, Forbes and CNN said Trump fell down. I mean, they were going to, so what were you thinking when you saw that? And God forbid they're going to try again. We know that. What would have happened if they killed Trump?
It's incredible. People, and I saw stuff on the internet. People were saying too bad he wasn't killed, all this stuff. Like I said, the amount of, they vilified this guy for 10 years now. Trump, prior to that, was a registered Democrat. He also was begged to be, people wanted him on their late night talk shows. They wanted to do cameos in his TV shows and movies, on their movies. They loved Trump. The minute he went the other way, they just went after this guy over and over again. I've known him since 2005. I've golfed with him on multiple occasions. I've been on that golf course with him where they caught the second guy trying to get a shot at him. I know that four, five, and six holes very, very well there. And, you know, when I golf with him, he's got his Secret Service guys with him. He's those two guys that caught the guy with the gun that saw what was going on. They always go to the hole ahead of us. Two stay with us, two stay behind us. Well, when they make sure that each hole is secure, if there's people in the hole, they tell him the president's coming through. They know Trump International, you got to move over because Trump golfs fast like I do. So we'll hit our tee shots. He'll drive over to them as golf cart, get out, shake all their hands, thank them for being there, and say, we'll be out of your way in a heartbeat. Have a great day. God bless you. Gets in his cart and drives away. Do you think Obama would do that? Do you think Biden would do that? No, of course they wouldn't. People have no idea how really genuine this guy is. And I really think if people watched the Gutfeld show last week when he was on there, they could see the true humor this guy has. They went after his family for 10 years to try to find crap on him, find any kind of junk. They couldn't find it. So you can talk about him as a man that's had multiple women, wives or whatever, but then what about him as a father? Obviously, he's a great father, and all of his kids, the way they are and the way they act and the way they behave themselves kind of proves that point.
And now we learn that Kamala Harris's husband, the so-called first gentleman, they're already calling him, forcefully reportedly slapped a woman, admitted he cheated on his wife, and they parade him around as like he is the epitome of a good man. I mean, this is a sick joke.
Yeah. I mean, my two boys are awesome. I got a daughter who's awesome too, but my oldest son is 23, 6'5", he's 230, he's ripped up. He goes in the gym wearing a shirt saying, embrace masculinity. I love that.
Kevin Sorbo, people should visit your amazing studios, sorbostudios.com, and K. Sorbos, or I guess it's spelled different, S-O-R-B-S.
Sorbs. All my buddies call me Sorbs, so it's K. Sorbs on X.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for the time, and great job in Reagan.
I thank you. Appreciate it. See you down the road, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Wow, what a time to be alive. Great guy. Always loved him. He makes so many great movies because we watch a lot of his movies, you know, with my children, obviously, especially the little ones, and they're just wholesome and good, and that's what I'm looking for. All right, we're going to start the next hour, blitz through all this news, all the clips, all the election news, all the insanity, it's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But let me talk about this just real briefly with everybody. If you're a new listener, it sounds unbelievable. The left, the Democrats, say they want my name to own Alex Jones. They say they want to take over Real Alex Jones on X and social media and shut me down. Okay? They say, it's the New York Post today, they want to take over InfoWars and ruin the brand and all this crap. Well, ladies and gentlemen, regardless, I'm going to continue on air, but I need you to support my sponsors. The sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, has amazing Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and something way better than Athletic Greens, which is excellent, by the way, even better. So the first supplement's now available there. Check that out at the AlexJonesStore.com and get the Alex Jones for President 2028 limited edition shirt. Get the InfoWars classic shirt. Those are a little bit more because that's a fundraiser. They all fund what we're going to be doing. But those two particularly, if you really want to step up, we've got Class of 1776. Second Amendment protects the first. We also have the 1A, 2A Defense League shirt with our Gadsden design. It's all there at the AlexJonesStore.com. So I want to thank all you that have been supporting. I want to encourage those that have been on the fence. You need to take action. The particular headline I wanted to put up, and I had it in my stat, but I can't find it. I sent it to you this morning, was leftist line up to buy InfoWars to spoil the brand. I want people to see that headline. So it's all about capturing the flag. It's all about getting the Roman standard. We have exposed the poison shots more hardcore than anybody and had the most important guest. We've saved so many lives. We've exposed the open border, the human trafficking. We're trying to stop World War III. We're exposing the epidemic of suicide in the troops. We're exposing the GMO, the 5G. We're battling for the First Amendment. And my show is listened to by leaders all over the world, not just here, in the liberty movement. And so it is so critical that one way or the other, we stay on air. So please go to the AlexJonesStore.com. That is the coordinates to one way or another ensure that we continue on. We cannot do it without you. I want to thank those that have supported, and I want to encourage those that have not been supporting to make the decision, because this broadcast is in your hands. I am in your hands, and our fate is all tied together. They're trying to get through me, just like Trump, to get to you. The AlexJonesStore.com, we can do so much. We can even get stronger if you just come through and support, and we're starting to get the support. But we haven't turned the corner. We need more support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Support our other great sponsors. Get great supplements and products at DrJonesNaturals.com. That's my dad's supplement company right here in Central Texas. DrJonesNaturals.com. And then don't forget InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Real Fusion, 40% off. InfoWars MD, CBD gummies, 1,000 milligram tincture, highest quality for your immune system and for your inflammation. So good for you. At the lowest price, you're going to get that quality anywhere. The InfoWars MD line, all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I hope we get a buyer. We've got buyers. They may get outbid. So our future's uncertain for InfoWars, but it's not uncertain for me staying on air and robustly continuing on in mid-November if they shut us down while Trump's president-elect or whatever's going on, to be on air breaking down what's happening. So InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, and of course, the AlexJonesStore.com. The AlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Hour number two straight ahead.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Some stations don't care this first 5 minutes, but the internet does, and there's millions that tune in. So I want to tell you about some of what's coming up, and then I'm going to race through all of it coming up in the next segment. And I already mentioned some of this with Sorbo, but I really want to drill into this because this is huge. Newsom got blocked by a court trying to ban the First Amendment. I got a bunch of news on the censorship front, more on Republicans. Now, the majority of voters identify as Republicans. That hasn't happened since Reagan when he won 49 states in 84. I mean, this is huge. We've got more on the Marburg scare that they're saying from Marburg, but then you read the articles deeper. It's not, they've not confirmed it. That really shows they're going for the hype. We have got a lot of news on the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. And I also intend to open the phones up because James O'Keefe's just popping in for like 20 minutes. Talk about his new incredible film. I've seen it on the border, embedded with the cartels, all of it. So he's going to pop in, start of the third hour, and then I'll just continue on with your calls. So we'll be giving the number out coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes or so, and we're going to be talking about the hurricane, one subject that I want to get into. I don't do this very often, but maybe once every couple weeks I say, hey, we're opening the phones, but it's not a wild free-for-all. I want to hear from folks in Georgia, in North Carolina, in South Carolina, in Tennessee, in the panhandle of Florida, the conservative area that got hit, the most conservative. It's like little Texas there, back when Texas was more conservative. Where California used to be all red. So that's where we are. And this is admittedly going to hurt the rural areas that we're going to put Trump over the top of those key states. So this is horrible. And it just magically happened. So I want to hear what you're seeing there on the ground, particularly if you're in those areas, you go to the front of the line. I want to talk about the response or lack of response, the $1 billion plus that went to illegal aliens instead of the FEMA, them trying to block the aid. We're opening the phones up this hour, and I'll intersperse other news, on the hurricane. So again, I'll give that number out coming up on the other side of this break. And usually I plug for like 30 seconds an hour, you know, because that's what keeps us on air is we have to sell our own products because we've been censored and our sponsors taken and harassed over the years. We bring you great products that you're going to love and like. But, man, I got to tell you, the clock's ticking. We're like, how many days is it from today, the 3rd of October to the 13th of August? It's less than 13th of November. That is less than 10 days. Less time than we wish we had, you know, in case they shut this down. It's 41 days. 41 days. And then we could be shut down instantly. If bad guys buy it, it might take a week or so for them to shut us down, but I'm told it could happen in 24 hours. We could conceivably be shut down by, say, the 15th, I think it's the drop dead date of November. Trump will be president-elect then, hopefully. And all hell's going to be breaking loose. The left's promised civil war conditions, and they want us off air. They don't want money. They didn't want a settlement. They want us off the air. I played the clips of them saying that on the national news. And they just use these families as their front group. The FBI, the CIA runs it all. And so, again, please share the articles and videos. Please save the archives of InfoWars. Please, whatever happens to me, continue to get the truth out. Because the globalists know we've been very, very effective at battling the new world order. And I think this sells itself to support what we're doing. To pray for the broadcast, to share the articles, the videos, the clips, to follow me on Real Alex Jones. And I'm having to battle them in court. They're trying to take that away. And the evidence is they won't be able to get it, but I've got to fight it. That's costly. And that's why I need your support with our sponsor. Now we're 40 days, 13 hours, 55 minutes, 27 seconds to the auction. I thought you guys just said 42. Now it's 40. We'll find out exactly what it is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Weather weapons are real. Hurricanes can be steered, strengthened, weakened. They can shut them down and dump all their water on whoever they want and create trillions of gallons. And then the question is, why didn't they kill the hurricane if they could have out in the Gulf of Mexico? Are we saying the government did it? Well, it's sure perfect timing that all this went down. It's sure perfect timing that all of this unfolded. And Greg Reese has filed a very important report I'm going to have posted right under the live show feed on InfoWars.com. That lays all of this out in an excellent fashion. But I'm going to be opening the phones up specifically on everything to do with this Hurricane Helena and what is unfolding and the fact that even the New York Times and Washington Post admit it's going to hurt Trump because the rural areas have had most of their voting knocked out and they're saying it probably won't be back up for election. And with all the confusion, there can be lots of chicanery going on. Isn't that convenient? I've been set on air where they use weather weapons to, you know, hit some of the battleground states, and then it just, it's there. And again, if our government for years in Vietnam would flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail with just a dozen aircraft, and I had the guy that led the squadrons on, Ben Livingston, the father of other weapons, who ran these operations, what will they do now? Will they accelerate a war, a cyber attack, a power outage? Blame it on Trump supporters. I said that a few years ago. They do it before the election. Then the FBI comes out and says Trump supporters with the Russians are going to knock the power out for the election. Why? Because we're winning? Why? Because now for the first time since 1984, when Reagan won 49 states, the majority of voters are now Republican? We're winning. We don't need a civil war. We don't need to knock the power out. That's the Democrats. That's the deep state. That's the pedo party. The people like Epstein and pedo Diddy. This report's gone super viral since Darren McBreen made it 2 days ago. In fact, it had, somebody sent me a link 2 days ago on Instagram. It had 12 million views. I went back this morning and it was taken down. It's got 4 million views on Real Alex Jones. And I really mean what I say here. This is what the globalists potentially are planning and are willing to do. Here it is. And it's only going to get worse until people wake up. And you will wake up one way or another. You may wake up when the drones are flying down the street and the big trash trucks, robot-driven, are pulling up and getting the dead bodies and your wife and kids are dead and for some reason you're immune to the new virus and you're sitting there with the electricity off and no food and half the city's dead. And just know that often luxurious places, people like Zuckerberg will be in their bunkers while we're all dying. But our people are everywhere and they're watching the enemy. And when we all jump on their private jets this week, next month, a year from now, whatever it is, and the private airports are full of all the establishment and their minions loading up with all their crap, flying off to their armored fortresses, That's another key to know when they're about to pull the trigger on a new bioweapon or a nuclear war. But after the dust settles, we know where to get the medicine and food we need as survivors, don't we? And that's what matters at the end, is we will get these people. I may not be around for it. A lot of you won't be around for it. But don't get on the bus when they tell you they're relocating you for your safety when all the food and energy's off. If you go to that forced labor camp, you ain't ever coming back. This is how it works in history. Happens all the time. People forget freedom. They don't stand up for themselves. And the tyrants take over. And they don't just not care about you. They hate you. They want to hurt you. I always hear, oh, the New World Order doesn't care about the people. Oh, the Democrats don't care. Oh, they do care. They love partying and taking drugs and getting their hair done and flying around on private jets while your kids are all locked up in the house with you and you're going bankrupt. They enjoy hurting you. It makes them enjoy their lives so much more. And hey, only people you got to blame is yourself, right? I mean, I'm not saying you're to blame. They obviously are the really bad people. But hey, I get it. You know, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of movies to see, a lot of concerts, a lot of, let somebody else handle that. Well, the New World Order is going to handle you. And they're making their move. You're like, well, they'll never get away with that. I mean, this is America. Have you looked around, boys and girls, at where we are? And how fast things are going downhill? I'm going to give the number out on Hurricane Helena, or Helen, and the $1 billion to illegal aliens, the feds blocking aid, the locals blocking aid, helicopter pilots that are saving people being threatened with arrest. It is just absolutely insane. And the admissions all over the corporate media that, yeah, this is going to hurt Trump voters because many of the rural areas are knocked out and probably won't have voting. I covered that last hour and yesterday. I detailed the evidence. We're going to get Dane Whittington on, Geoengineering Watch, who's an expert on it. Tomorrow, hell, get him on Owen's show if you got time today. Let's not wait. Hurricane Helene, keep saying Helena. Teleprompter free, folks. So here's the headlines. Biden, Kamala regime burns $1 billion in FEMA funds to resettle illegal aliens. FEMA now lacks resources for disaster response. Joe Biden's dawdling in ordering federal troops for disaster relief is incompetent, malicious, or both. Yeah. Local authorities threaten to arrest father-son volunteer duo saving stranded Hurricane Helene victims. If Helene affects voting, Trump may pay the price. Most of the areas knocked out, Washington Post reports, are vast majority Republican. Damage from Hurricane Helene in Georgia could create problems for mail-in ballots. Ravaged by Hurricane Helene, North Carolina faces daunting level of uncertainty ahead of election, PBS. How Hurricane Helene's destruction threatens to disrupt voting in North Carolina. And it just goes on from there. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And I know a lot of folks don't have phones or cell service, but I guess you can call in via a sat phone. It can call regular phones. Leanne McAdoo lives in Florida, former reporter with InfoWars, good friend of mine. She just called the producers, and she's going to be calling into the show. So if she can, like maybe do Skype or Zoom, but maybe she isn't able to do that. She's in an area affected in Florida. So she's there on the West Coast, there in Siesta Key. Beautiful, beautiful place. Myself and Rob Dew and the crew, we were out there for Tucker's show a few months ago. Now a long time ago. It was like 8 months ago. Got a chance to see Leanne. So we're going to be hearing from her as well. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we'll be taking your calls. But this is going to affect the election. This is horrible. And the O'Biden administration, the Biden-Harris Tampon Tim operation, is in control of the response and is doing a horrible job on purpose. It is absolutely outrageous. Here is a report. Local authorities threatened to arrest father-son volunteer duo, saving stranded Hurricane Helene victims. Here it is.
Stories of survival are now being shared days after Helene wreaked havoc in North Carolina. But one Pageland man's efforts to help are now the source of controversy. He flew his own chopper on his own dime to help stranded victims. But that man says he abandoned his rescue missions after a fire official threatened to have him thrown in jail. Well, that man now wants answers and turned to Queen City News Chief Investigator Jody Barr to help figure out what went wrong here.
This is the original post that I was reading when I decided to go up and help. It's a long post, but she's saying that her kids and family and animals are trapped. No way out, no supplies, and the only way in or out is accessible by helicopter. Limited cell service and no water since Friday morning. I thought I have a helicopter and maybe I can help.
Jordan Sidham piled food and water into his helicopter Saturday and headed up toward Banner Elk. The only way through, a mountain gap in Lake Lure.
This is the mountain valley that you would have to fly to get to Black Mountain where we were escorting people out. This is a mountain range, and this is a mountain range. The only place to fly through with bad visibility, low cloud coverage, is Lake Lure.
The cries for help from people stranded without food, water, or electricity hit social media soon after the flooding last Friday.
But my parents are stuck there. Their address is Banner Elk. They are in the first condo. If you receive this, please give me a call back. Thank you.
Sidham's phone started lighting up on Saturday with people begging for help.
I mean, I could hear the desperation in her voice. This is multiple phone calls I've received like this, voicemails, text messages, and you could hear people desperate for help.
Sidham and his son rescued four people on Saturday and spent the night in a nearby pilot's lounge, then decided to fly again Sunday morning.
I spoke with my son, which is my co-pilot. I said, hey, do you want to go back out and try to help today? And His response was, there's so many messages, I don't think we can't not go help.
Sidham and his son were headed up to Black Mountain. Flight tracking shows no flight restrictions in place Saturday or Sunday morning when Sidham flew through the Lake Lure Gap. But that was all about to change. The Sidham spotted an older couple waving for help, then landed in what's left of their driveway.
Hey, I want you to let me get in. You step out and go out. Help her in. Put her bag in the back. Get her strapped in. I'm going to take her down. Come back. I'll take him. I'll come back, and then I'll get you, okay?
I originally left my son, co-pilot, on the side of the mountain. It was kind of unstable, so I didn't want to put more weight in the helicopter to lift back off. So I left my son with the other victim, and I was just going to take one person down at the time. And you could hear me in the video talking through with the victims and with my son what we're going to do.
3 minutes away, Sidham spotted a group of rescuers just down the river. He landed and found someone in charge.
Told him my background experience, law enforcement, firefighting, pilot. He immediately started helping with coordination. He gave me radio frequencies to coordinate with them on, set up a landing area for me to come back with the other victim. And in the middle of the whole conversation and them blocking the road off, I was greeted by the, at that time I didn't know, but Lake Lure fire chief or assistant chief maybe, and he shut down the whole operation. So at that point I felt like the conversation wasn't going any further. And again, he asked me to leave and I said, hey, I have no problem getting out of your area. If that's what you want us to do, we'll leave, no issue. At that point, I asked him, you know, what was the reason I had to leave them there? And he said, again, you're interfering with my operation. I just need you to get out of the area. I said, sir, I don't know where you were trained at, but I know how my training is, and I'm not going to leave personnel behind. I'm going back to get my co-pilot. He said, if you turn around and go back up the mountain, you're going to be arrested. I said, well, sir, I'm going back to get my co-pilot. I don't know what to tell you. And he said, I'm letting you know. And at that point, he waved for two law enforcement officers to come over and told me that again, if I go back up the mountain, I would be arrested.
He flew the 3-minute trip back, picked up his son, and left the woman's husband behind.
I'm sure he was flooded with emotions and trying to rescue us.
There are a lot of petty tyrants out there, ladies and gentlemen, and FEMA has been blocking people in trucks trying to go in and save people. And Buttigieg, as Biden calls him, yesterday blocked any private drone operations in any of these areas in most of these states. So you can't even find people. They don't want anything in the air. They want to make it as bad as they can to keep it shut down for the election. That's why they're waited 7 days to even announce an anemic 1,000 troops to be sent out of North Carolina. I mean, this is sick. And they've siphoned the emergency money off to the illegal aliens. At every level, they're doing it on purpose. Just like they ended DNA testing with people that clearly have kids with them that aren't their kids coming across the border. And I said this at the start of the broadcast that I imagine this will be in the thousands, but they just can't find everybody because you can't get in. All the huge areas everywhere, all these flooded mountain passes, you name it. While official death numbers from Hurricane Helena currently sit at 180, on the ground sources claim over 1,000 dead. And that's being reported on Infowars.com and links to CBS News. So, very, very serious situation. Pray for those folks, but that is over the top disgusting. All right, former Infowars reporter and good friend of mine, and she lives on the west coast of Florida there in Siesta Key, Leanne McAdoo, barely just got phones back when she was trying to get her phone up so she could call us. And she joins us now to give her take on what she witnessed there on the west coast, now the panhandle, and into all these other states and what she thinks is happening. Leanne, good to talk to you.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I know I've I'm just still a little bit in shock, so, you know, forgive me. I'm going to try not to cry. I say it all kind of humbly because I know that people up north and a lot of communities are dealing with the same devastation. I can only imagine. It was, sorry, give me a moment. I just, I'm in my house right now trying to like clear out belongings, and everything is replaceable, of course, but it's like decades worth of memories. And anyway, every single house on the street on this island, the contents of everyone's home is just out and scattered everywhere. And everyone, you know, we all took on water. And I was in the house. So, you know, it went from like 0 to 4 feet in about 30 minutes. And I had to rescue my mom, who's been in the hospital for like almost a year. And she had to have spinal surgery, you know, from a bad infection. You know, she's disabled now anyway. I had to help her climb out the window. And then I had to come back and rescue my dogs in a bucket. And when I was in the street, it was about chest high. And the water was just like, the current was so strong pushing us. So it was very frightening. And obviously, my mom's lived in this house for like 40 years, and other people I know, it's been 70 years, and this has never happened here before. So, and just about a month or so ago, we had historic flooding in town, homes that had never flooded before, 100 years, just like, you know, 6 feet underwater. So, anyway, something's... You know, something very scary and strange is going on, but I'm just still kind of recovering and trying to call the right people and finding out that FEMA's running out of money. And, you know, it's all just like a joke at this point. I mean, thank God for my friends that are here with big trucks that are, you know, helping out, but that's how it always kind of falls back on the local community and your friends and your family and to like get things done. The county, the city, they're not clearing anything out. FEMA was supposed to be here Wednesday. I don't see them. So.
Well, Leanne, I tell you, I've known you, gosh, a long time, and like 12 years or so, or longer. I've never heard you this upset. I'm glad you're okay. But you're saying even there in the area you're at, south of Sarasota, has been devastated?
Oh, my God. The entire island took on water. So every single home had at least 1 foot in the home. But, you know, the closer you are to the water, you know, like I said, it was chest high. And I'm 5'7", to give you kind of an idea. So, you know, it was extreme. And it literally happened in 30 minutes. I went to plug my phone charger in while we still had power. And then I turned around. And in that moment of just turning around from plugging my phone in, there were 2 inches of water in the house. And then it just kept rushing in from there. And, you know, storm surge is obviously something that you have to deal with when you live on the coast. But like I said, we've never experienced in, you know, over 100 years, some water will maybe come up to the very low-lying part of the beach. But, yeah, this is definitely historic. And I do, one of my friends that has actually been helping me through this, he knew where I was at, and we didn't have a phone or anything to call for help. And we were just kind of like in a daze. And then he pulls up in his big truck and, you know, but anyway, he's a business owner here, and he lost, you know, $2 million worth of remodeling they had just done and furniture. It's all lost, but he's been fighting the city of county here and suing them lawsuit for the last 7 years. Because of the way that they had dredged. I don't really, that's not my area of expertise, so I'll let him speak on that if you want, but,
Oh, yeah, Steve, one of the local business owners, one of your friends there? Absolutely. I'm going to talk to him in a minute, then other callers, Liam, but first, again, you're halfway down on the West Coast there, and we're told it's bad. I've seen the videos from Sarasota and from Siesta Keys, which is a beautiful place. Thought about moving there. Tucker's just south of there in Boca Grande, but imagine what it's like in North Carolina and Georgia and areas where it's just total devastation. And then there's basically no response from Kamala Harris, and the money's gone to illegal aliens. And then now it's going to disrupt voting in the mainly conservative rural areas. Very suspicious timing, Leanne.
It's very suspicious. And like, if there's not more heat on the fact that people like myself and families in North Carolina that they're still waiting to get baby formula, like, airdropped into them by citizens breaking the law. You know, if people like us can't get any money because it's all been reallocated to the border to take care of that crisis that they helped manufacture. And so they've put all the money that's supposed to be for Americans dealing in a crisis situation like this. Again, I'm just one person. I mean, there's every single house on this island is dealing with this, and that's just one county, one city in the state. So,
and Leanne, what do you make of the $200 million to the Ukraine war?
Yeah, I mean, the audacity to come out and say that FEMA's running out of money, but, oh, by the way, we're going to send hundreds of billions to go continue. I'm sorry, I got to pause because I'm about to start cursing. But it's just absurd. And I think there's going to be so many angry, upset, motivated voters this year if they can get to the ballot.
Absolutely, Leanne. We're going to go to break here, and I want to briefly talk to your friend there that's helped you and who has business destroyed. Then we're going to talk to Steve and Bobby and Mike and Christy and Todd and Cody and Pete and Travis. And we got people calling in from North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, all the places that have just been devastated. This is so crazy, folks. And then we've got Dale Whittington, who's really an expert on this, saying he clearly sees, which is declassified, that they can do this with hurricanes. Why didn't they steer it away, bare minimum, if they've had this technology? That's why the CIA director, famously in Obama, said they don't want the public knowing about this because people will then want to be protected. Well, I don't think they just didn't protect. I mean, I think all the evidence points towards this being right on time, hitting right the places they wanted. And again, they can control a hurricane literally with a joystick, with a Doppler radar. And they've got them out at ocean as well. Huge floating oil rigs is the equivalent with these antennas. Leanne McAdoo, former InfoWars reporter, great friend of mine. You hear she's just devastated. They're basically in her house and stuff destroyed by water. We're going to finish up with her friend and get his take, and then we'll go to everybody else straight ahead. Please stay with us. We got Travis, who's a fuel delivery driver. We'll go to him after we talk to Leanne.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at dalexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit dalexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now. The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at dalexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit dalexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got four states at least, devastated, unprecedented megastorm. It's got weather weapon written all over it. It is a fact the government can control hurricanes like you can control your car driving on the highway. They've been able to do it. Certified, Stanford Research Institute, 1967. I have the father of weather weapons. Interviewed by PBS, Fox News. We got him first. I saw his name in the declassified documents when Fox reported on it. Flew him down here from Lubbock, Ben Livingston. And so
These are real technologies. Like if you showed somebody 100 years ago a cell phone, they wouldn't believe it was real. And there's all this stuff going on, and they don't want you to know about it. Again, they could have killed the hurricane bare minimum, so why didn't they do that? Dumped it right in the damn ocean. No, they didn't kill it. They helped it. All the evidence points towards that. It's the perfect thing to do. What did the Secretary of Defense say? We have weather weapons to control other governments and countries. Well, they're against us. Leanne, tell us about your friend and anything else you'd like to add and introduce him there in the west coast of Florida.
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to add on to what you were saying. I really enjoy watching the radar when there's a storm, and I was watching like days before, and the rain over the Blue Ridge area, that whole area, I mean, it was just consistently heavy for at least 2 days prior to that hurricane, you know, making its way up in that area. And, the, you know, with the hurricane, you definitely can predict to, you know, a pretty well degree where it's going to go. So, I mean, if it's, you know, if you're onto something there with the weather weapons, then absolutely there's, you know, something to look into there. But yeah, my my friend Michael Holderness, he's a business owner here on the Key. He's also a delegate for Donald Trump. So we're hoping that he gets in office. But he's been extremely helpful. He's getting a backhoe for me to get all the debris out of here. But I'm going to let you speak with him so he can tell you another angle. About
and what's his name again, Leanne?
Michael Holderness.
Okay. Well, let me talk to Michael.
Hello.
Michael, there you are, saving the lovely ladies in Florida. I know a lot's going on. Tell us what you're seeing.
We're very fortunate. I will start with that. We're very, very fortunate that the storm missed us. However, you know, when I say fortunate, that's compared to our neighbors to the north that had total devastation. Here, it's shocking. I lived here my whole life, and I've never seen anything like this. You know, I have some theories what caused it. But the lack of support, I mean, Siesta Key is a donor community for Sarasota County. We have probably 3% of the population. We generate 1/3 of tax revenues. We should want for nothing. And we have residents that have been here 40 years that don't know where to turn. So, you know, I'm mitigating my hotel that got smoked. At the same time, I'm trying to help my neighbors that, you know, don't really know where to begin. And where to begin is, you know, kind of get everything out of the house. The water's contaminated. You know, we don't want to get mold issues starting. We got to get the air conditioners on. And we have no guidance. We have no leadership out of our county. You know, our great Senator Joe Gruters, he came and walked the Key with me yesterday. Greg Stubbe has been out. He has checked out the damage. He's trying to get us federal help. It's just really, really bad for a lot of people.
Isn't it convenient that this is now being admitted by the New York Times and others to really hurt rural areas that are mainly going to vote Trump, and they may not even be able to vote in this election with the most conservative area of Florida devastated, the most conservative areas of Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee. Very convenient timing.
It is very convenient timing. What else is also convenient is the fact they're not doing anything to help these people get back. And I mean, it's just really sad. What I'm saying, it's really sad. These are good people. Siesta Key is coming together and uniting like I've never seen before, you know, feet on the ground. But, you know, we're just getting power back on and things like that. Our governor did do a great job with the power, by the way. You know, he acted quickly and had the power company staged. But it's terrible. You know, what's going on here is they did an inshore and nearshore sand mining project for some beach nourishment, some special needs and special interests, I should say. And the modeling showed that the wave action during a surge would be twice as high if they did the impact. So they changed one word. They changed it from quantifiable wave heights to average wave heights so that they went ahead and did the project. And now I'm not saying we wouldn't have had water in my hotel and these homes, but it wouldn't have been to this extent, that's for sure.
All right, well, sir, let us get your number when we put you on hold. Let's stay in contact and get updates. And thank you so much for helping folks there in the community, and including Leanne. Thank you, sir. All right, we spent a lot of time with Leanne, but I wanted to talk to her and get her take. That's in West Florida, Western Florida, the central area there on the west. Not the central area, but, you know, in the middle of the western shore. And then let's move to the areas that have really been hit hard. Travis is in South Carolina. He is a fuel delivery driver. Travis, thanks for holding. What are you seeing?
Hey, Alex. I'm in Spartanburg, South Carolina, which is about 50 miles south of the main hit area of Asheville. Let me just start off by saying, too, I wanted to say this. I'm a second-time caller, so the fact that the media thinks that, you know, oh, they're fake callers and nobody can call in, this is my second time within a month and a half. So save the number, call in Alex. Not that hard. But anyways, from here to Augusta, Georgia, it's about 200 miles roughly. There is trees, lines down, transformers, and the response is very limited, I would say. I mean, people are still out of power around here all over the place. There's spotty power, but the amount of people that are still out of power going to Waffle House and McDonald's to eat, I mean, the Army, you know, National Guard is nowhere to be found, Alex. There's no National Guard response from Governor McMaster's, which is very surprising. If you look up GSP Airport, which is Greenville-Spartanburg, we just started seeing helicopters the last 2 days. So what's that, 5 days response time? So I'm in a brain fog here because I'm surprisingly confused of the response time. And I do have a couple of buddies that have been up to Asheville to deliver fuel to generators and first aid places, stuff like that, Red Cross, and they're saying they're finding people in trees, under rubble, rocks. I mean, so your numbers, I don't think they're wrong. On those media articles, this is wild, man.
Yeah, they're saying probably thousands of dead, and we're very concerned, obviously, for those that haven't been saved yet. What do you make of reports coming in that the feds and locals in some areas are blocking citizens trying to give aid?
I believe they are, just like the story you posted last night with the helicopter pilots. I mean, that fire chief is on a power trip, and he should be shunned right out of the fire department at this point. That's wild. I'm still trying to understand, though, where our state response is, like our National Guard, like, because these people are trapped out in the mountains, Alex. They need help. They need water. They need potable water. I mean, you know just as well as I do, the Army has their water trucks, food trucks, MREs. There's nothing, man. Nothing.
God bless you, sir, for calling. Thank you, Travis. Yeah, they've had mainstream news articles and things over the years saying everything's fake, the callers are fake, and everything's a lie. We're a talk radio show on TV. I've been on there 30 years plus. And so if you haven't heard that before, that's something people claim. Well, you can call in and talk to me and find out how real it is. I'm just up here with news articles and clips giving you my view and having callers, having guests on. Pete in Florida, hit by the hurricane. What's your take on the situation?
Can you hear me okay, Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Very first caller. Easy to get through. I got to say that because I didn't realize people thought that. But I have been a listener, me and my wife, since 2010, all the way back to conspiracy theory. We're in Madison, Florida. We're the third hurricane that has hit us in 13 months.
Wow.
Idalia hit us first. 13 months ago, phenomenal amount of damage. Right after that, within about a week, week and a half, we had FEMA down here. FEMA was here for about 6 months. I will say that. But now I'm going to jump forward to 7 weeks ago. We had Hurricane Debbie come in. Hurricane Debbie, we did a report for FEMA from some of the damage, what happened to us. And this is why Debbie was actually approaching us, and it has a little thing on there about any additional comment. Well, I had to, well, my wife did, put on the comment that we asked, please, have HARP turn this hurricane away from us. You know, we've had enough of them. And we did it more or less, you know, not really as a joke, kind of a serious thing, because I do believe that they've been doing this for a long time. Now, present time, we did just get power back last night, our house. We lost the roof, a lot of interior damage, ceilings fell in, things like that. But what I did want to call about you, your products are great, by the way. What I did want to say is we are on a direct path, and I find it odd that we haven't had hurricanes here in the Big Bend area up through Madison, and they claim for over 100 years. Now we've had 3 in 13 months. And if you look at where we sit, where the Big Bend is, where it came in, within 10 miles of each time the hurricane came in, it came in within 10 miles of each other. And then if you look at the path from there right to Asheville, especially, it's a direct path, a fairly smooth straight north. Well, northeast a little bit, but it's a smooth path for a storm to just come up there, excuse me, and travel up there to do what they've done up there, which is, you know, just devastating. It's unreal. So I just kind of don't want to take up too much time. One thing I do want to say, I sent you an email, 6 months ago. I mean, 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, and I'm glad you did mention it about the boxcar of ammonia nitrate that's missing. Still curious, whatever happened to that boxcar of ammonia nitrate.
There's a lot of crazy stuff, and our border's wide open, brother. Thank you. We've got a lot of great people, state, local, and federal, that are trying to help, but most of the money's been siphoned off to Ukraine and to the illegal aliens. And then Kamala Harris says, hey, no problem. I'll send you $750 in a month. That's like giving somebody a Band-Aid when their arm's cut off. Or they've been, you know, shot by a 357 Magnum in the arm. It's ridiculous. And, again, the federal government's not geared and set up to help the people. And another example of that is Democrats at state, local level, and federal, they got bodyguards. They've got private security when they defund the police in places like Minneapolis, where they fired half the cops and then hired themselves multi-million-dollar security teams to protect them, themselves personally. So they take your guns away, and then crime explodes, and they have bodyguards, but you don't. So, look, the government can't and is not going to protect you in most cases. It's just you can't do it anyways. That's why people have got to get prepared themselves, what we talk about here. And the times we're in, people are crazy if you're not prepared. Water filters, a few months of food, flashlights, guns, ammo, know how to use them, communications. It's just, and look, I'm not lecturing people. I myself, the last few months, have gotten the sat phones out I got years ago and, you know, got them, you know, they're easy to use, got them up, got them going, made sure the food was there, double-checked everything, double-checked the firearms, been going out to the shooting range more, because you've got to get in that mode in the situation we're in. I mean, I told you all hell's going to break loose and you see it happening. I mean, it's just, you know, the dock strike, half the stuff coming in the U.S. shut down, this hurricane, its bizarre behavior, the totally open border, the wars, the inflation, and the attempted assassination of Trump, and the left says they're going to riot and burn the country down if he wins. I mean, this is crazy town. And we're 32 days out from the election. We're 40 days out from them trying to take over and shut down InfoWars. This is not a game. Todd in North Carolina, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. What are you seeing?
Hi, Alex. My family's up in Yancey County in North Carolina. It's probably about 45 minutes from Asheville. And we had the Tow River. It just flooded over a relatively new road. They just recently brought in a four-lane road through that area because of all the tourism. Unfortunately, this is like the peak time for tourism in western North Carolina because people go up there to see the leaves change. So from Asheville to Boone and Grandfather Mountain and everything, I mean, we have the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's normally packed. And none of that is going to happen this year because of the devastation. And I do want to give kudos to Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, who he's been stalwart in leading efforts to get supplies and arrange for help and everything in western North Carolina. And he's in a tight race with Josh Stein, who's a liberal Democrat. And Josh Stein and Roy Cooper have brokered deals with lithium battery manufacturers in North Carolina over the last couple of years. There's a huge lithium battery factory that's been built in Siler City, North Carolina, and Toyota also plans to make batteries here. And on top of that, you've got the purest form of quartz that they use to make computer chips that is mined out of Spruce Pine, North Carolina, where my family goes to church. My sister, she's a nurse at the hospital. She's delivered most of the babies up in that area. So that has made us well connected up there. But ironically, this quartz mine is owned by a Belgium company, you know, where, you know, the headquarters of the European Union is. But anyhow, just wanted to mention the lithium issue. And fortunately, mountain people are rugged people. And we have friends that have bulldozers and dump trucks and stuff, and we were able to clear out our road. And I was able to get a bivy stick device to my brother so we could communicate because all the cell service is down.
Well, brother, I really appreciate you and that update. It's good to have eyes and ears on the ground. Thank you. Mike in Georgia on the hurricane. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, sir. We're about an hour north of Atlanta. The line is Jasper, LJ, Blue Ridge. And we didn't get as much damage as usual, roofs and trees down and whatnot. Flooding was one of the main things. But the point that I wanted to make is I watched the track of this thing because I was trying to get ready, get prepared for when it actually was going to get in the area. And the whole time I was watching, and I started days out, they had it tracked through here, up through LJ, and then Chattanooga, and finally into Nashville. That was the case day in, day out, night and day, because I was keeping track, until the day before, and then suddenly, with no explanation whatsoever, the track changed and went completely east, over into Asheville, instead of tracking up through LJ and Chattanooga and over to Nashville. As I say, it, and you can check it, it had been that track for at least a week, pretty much nonstop, solid. And then the day before, we're right about where it made its right turn into Asheville. After having, as I said, been predicted to go that other route for a good solid week prior. So that's the point I wanted to make.
Well, it's all declassified. In Dubai admits it, China does it. They can turn on these Doppler radar that also, you know, do the radar, but they can also ionize the atmosphere and strengthen, weaken, steer, kill, do whatever they want with these hurricanes. And we've had the experts that I've respected for decades, like Dale Whittington and others, and meteorologists are saying, they see the evidence of it being manipulated. That is a fact. Thank you so much for the call. Let's talk to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you, Alex. We're about an hour south of Asheville, 45 minutes west of Greenville, South Carolina. And what is so ironic, the last time you and I spoke, you had Chris Guy on. We were talking about the geoengineering. 2 days before this thing, and we took the eye. The eye came right over Anderson, South Carolina. 2 days before that, they were spraying like crazy. And one of the things I found interesting is there was no cell service. You could pull nothing off the internet from the cell because of the ionization. I mean, you could not get anything. Calls drop, drop, drop. Everybody I've talked to, drop, drop, drop. And the devastation in this particular area in Anderson County, I hate to even think of what it's like up in Oconee. There are so many trees down everywhere. I mean, I know of five people that lost their homes from trees going through their houses. The banks had no power yesterday. We had to go out west where they did have some power. And I was talking with people there. Cash, if you didn't have cash, forget it. You weren't going to get anything. ATMs were running out of money. The only store.
And imagine what it'll be like once they have their cashless society. Half the places I go to in Austin now won't take cash. This is all part of the WEF. ESG global corporate system. They admit it. They want total control. And this is a perfect example, folks. The system can't protect you. The police can't protect you. FEMA can't protect you. You've got to get ready. Steve, God bless you. We're praying for everybody up there. All right. I'll take a few more calls in the next little short segment. Then James O'Keefe's going to pop in and talk about the open border and his incredible new film and the findings embedded inside the smugglers. This is next level stuff. He'll be on 20 minutes or so. Then I will continue with your calls and other news I haven't gotten to and breaking news that's now just now hitting Infowars.com. But let me just say this here right now to everybody. They are trying to shut down Infowars on November 13th. Democrats are all over the Washington Post, New York Times, you name it, leftist lineup to buy Alex Jones Infowars and auction and to destroy the brand. Okay? It's everywhere. We can put those on screen. They want my social media. I'm fighting them in court. They're not going to get that, but it takes money to fight them. And we're working with other folks to set up the infrastructure to continue on and not miss a beat in case that happens. And if we do continue on with a good buyer, rolling the new operations in and just expanding. But I need your help, and I make it easy. I need everybody watching to go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's supplement company. He's the guy that came up with all the other great supplements we have. He knew we were going to be shut down 3 years ago, went and set up his own warehouse, his own shopping cart, and there's so many amazing high-end supplements at low prices at drjonesnaturals.com. We have immune support. Going into the winter, this concentrated tincture of all these key natural compounds boosts your immune system ahead of getting sick. You need to take it so you don't, or your immune system has a leg up. Get immune support. Discounted. drjonesnaturals.com. The whole food multivitamin is all from concentrated whole food sources, so it's real vitamins your body absorbs. Everybody should be on that. Top Brain is a natural, high-quality compound of stimulants that gives you incredible clean energy without the letdown. Top Brain. Then there's Soreless, natural pain reliever at drjonesnaturals.com. Try it. You'll love it. Then there's Rocket Rest for your immune system, your body, your mental clarity, your focus. Sleep is so important. You take this herbal sleep aid, you will be blown away by the deep, clear, restful sleep you get. It's super strong, Rocket Rest in stock, but a lot of this is selling out at drjonesnaturals.com. Cabachil isn't a depressant, but it gives you a relaxed clarity, less stimulant, but it's the opposite. It's amazing. Cabachil, even though it's selling out, is the big loss leader. 60% off right now, drjonesnaturals.com. We're about to sell out of Next Level Foundational Energy with our sponsor at drjonesnaturals.com. It is not a stimulant, but it's the concentrate breakdown of folic acid. That's why Popeye's strong, because he eats the spinach. Well, a lot of people can't absorb folic acid. It's the breakdown of that with a key compound of organic B complex and other compounds that supercharge and clean out your cells and gives you energy within 30 minutes with no letdown. Next Level Foundational Energy is the flagship product at drjonesnaturals.com. Then Fiber Greens. Look at this big giant bottle. A whole bunch of concentrated seed sprouts that have all of these super things in them and trace elements and just the life force that makes a whole plant grow. Flushes out your guts, does incredible stuff for your immune system. Fiber Greens at drjonesnaturals.com. And then, of course, selling out Primal Youth. This is just over-the-top amazing stamina, libido, energy, all of it at drjonesnaturals.com. This is your chance to help us stay on air and get great products. Please take action now at drjonesnaturals.com. Now, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. If you want to keep us on air as well, thealexjonesstore.com. All of the amazing new t-shirts, ball caps, all of it critical to keep us on the air. Plus, they're great t-shirts. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. And InfoWars has its products ready. Still shipping. Not shut down yet. Could be your last chance to get X2, X3, 40% off, Vitamin Fusion, more at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping the people's voice on air. You are the Paul Revere's. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're listening to the most hated broadcast in the world by tyrants and one of the most loved by the people. I am so thankful and honored to be here, and I salute all of you that have kept us on the air through all these incredible trials and tribulations. And now we have more listeners than ever. We're more effective. People are listening to us and checking out what we say more than ever. That's all thanks to you, the viewers and listeners. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the men and women in the arena, and I thank you all. All right, we're talking about the devastation from the hurricane and the lack of response by the feds and how it's admittedly going to cripple a lot of big Republican strongholds. James O'Keefe is coming up in 5 minutes, once we join a bunch of stations that are carrying us. He has his new incredible documentary, Lie in the Sand. This is beyond anything you've ever seen, embedded inside the cartels, the smugglers. This is Next Level in association with Tucker Carlson Network. That is coming up here in about 5 minutes. But right now, Sam in Florida on the hurricane and what's unfolding. Sam.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to start by saying I found you in 2005. I appreciate what you're doing. You're a true American hero. My family and I are located in Inverness, Florida, small town, Citrus County, just north of Tampa. We actually went down to West Palm Beach, stayed with my folks and her family, because we have a 7-month-old baby boy. We've been noticing, though, a few weeks up to, the storm coming in, this thunder and lightning that, doesn't sound anything like natural thunder or lightning. Ironically enough, I'd spoken to my, one of my best friends, Logan, who's located in Asheville. His house got completely flooded and destroyed about a week before the storm. And that topic came up and he said, yeah, there's a bunch of weird, it's not thunder and it's not lightning. We're from Florida. He's from Asheville. So he knows, we know heat lightning when we see it. I was wondering if you had any insight into that as far as, weather modification goes, because there's just been some bizarre things going on in the sky.
Well, in 1967, the Pentagon secretly certified Stanford Research Institute with Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, that they could create hurricanes, weaken hurricanes, kill hurricanes, steer hurricanes, and they were using similar weapons in the Vietnam War. That's all partially declassified. So they can kill these hurricanes. They can also make them stronger. So it's a very real thing. The public's just been kept partially in the dark about this. And you look at the timing of it all, and we've had, experts come out like Dale Whittington and others and say they see the evidence of the Doppler radar manipulating the weather. And I showed a U.S. patent here from the early 2000s using Doppler radar to control hurricanes. So this is a fact that we are talking about. It's not a fact that this was a weather attack weapon this time, but there needs to be a bigger public discussion about it.
100%. And, just that conversation is what we're so lacking. And I just really appreciate what you do, man. I want to keep it short. And I was wondering and hoping that you could connect me to your producer. Like, we'd like to make a donation and, some other things.
Well, sir, God bless you. The best thing to do, and we are going to launch a legal defense fund next week, is to donate to that when we launch it, because we're going to have to continue to fight. The left's going to continue trying to shut us down. I've held them off for over 7 years only because of you. So when people call and thanking me, I want to fight the globalists. I love this. And we're seeing such success. So don't thank me. I want to thank all of you. When you see the work of James O'Keefe, that's because you're supporting him. Support him. They tried to shut him down, put him in jail. When you see the success with the undercover stuff with Steven Crowder, that's because you're supporting him. With President Trump, We have the people. It's you. We want to fight. James O'Keefe wants to fight. We're going to go to break. Back in 1 minute with James O'Keefe. I've seen the documentary. It's unbelievably powerful. Line in the sand. This is next level. Out of all the crazy stuff people have gotten with the smuggling of humans and all the rest, they went inside. They infiltrated the smugglers. It is next level. And it is on the Tucker Carlson Network. And everybody needs to see this. So we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with the great James O'Keefe. We'll play the trailer coming out of the break. You need right now, ladies and gentlemen, to check out the film immediately at the Tucker Carlson Network, TuckerCarlson.com. James O'Keefe, obviously LineInTheSandMovie.com is how you find it. LineInTheSandMovie.com. That's what we're here doing, promoting the most hardcore truth, the game-changing information that moves the needle for humanity and Team Humanity against Team Demon. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the one, the only, James O'Keefe.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style prints. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
We are now into hour number three. It's 1:05 Central Standard Time on this live Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. I am so proud of all the incredible people. Just the general public fighting tyranny and spreading the word. But then to know great Americans like Tucker Carlson and James O'Keefe and so many others that are just devastating the tyrants. Elon Musk. But I got to tell you, I've been to the border. I've been to Mexico. We've broken huge human smuggling, little kids being kidnapped, kids being thrown over fences. That was all game changing. And James O'Keefe with, you know, O'Keefe Media Group before that, Veritas. You know, just showing the sex slavery in Austin, Texas, and San Antonio, and the illegals in safe houses being made to vote, and just all of. But now, it is an incredible film. I've seen it. Line in the Sand, ladies and gentlemen. You want to write this down? LineInTheSandMovie.com. He's going to break it down exclusively right now for those that haven't seen it. What is in it? This is so timely right now with the human trafficking, the 325,000 missing children in slave labor and sex slavery. The 400,000+ criminals they brought in knowingly and released. I mean, this is not ineptitude. This is conscious mass criminal behavior. We'll talk to James O'Keefe in a moment, but here is the trailer for Line in the Sand.
We got an unaccompanied minor right here, guys. This is heartbreaking right here.
See the handcuffs? Those criminals are being put with the kids?
Yep.
They're putting the criminals with the kids.
Does sacrificing your value system and integrity to feed your family make you a bad person?
They're putting blinders on right now to stop us from seeing what's happening.
There seemed to be an internal struggle between doing what people perceived as the morally right thing and pursuing their livelihood.
You can't move 500,000 children in 3 years if you're asking a lot of questions.
Maybe it's all just human nature. Maybe the powers that be know that.
That is
Stop the car. Stop the car.
Where are you going?
Ah! This is very upsetting.
They're right there. Get down.
They're in the secret facility right now.
Facility.
This is all about money.
There's a car right there.
Oh, they got ladders.
Right now.
In front of me are all the migrants. We're headed north.
It's not about people.
How much money are you making off of this crisis?
$1 billion.
Every single agent knows deep in his heart what's going on is wrong.
I know you're just trying to do your job.
We're taking children, we're then delivering them to people who they don't even know.
No, okay.
What's happening inside that facility?
You know what's happening here?
They all protect each other. The NGOs.
They got a spotlight on us.
The federal government.
This is dangerous.
I don't think we can trust anybody.
America! America! We made it!
I'm the king of the world!
Follow the journey of the immigrants.
I can't do this, guys.
The journey of the children.
Oh, this is big time, dude.
We're in a cartel tunnel now, dog.
We're in a cartel tunnel.
And the journey into human nature. Some things can't be read in a book or a newspaper. They must instead be lived.
There's nobody here to stop this. There's nobody.
Wow. I've known James O'Keefe since he started out. They've tried to put him in prison, all of it, and he just does coup after coup with the Pfizer head of mRNA saying we're creating viruses to make people sick to make money. I mean, I just can't even, when I think about the greatest success they've had, I can't even say in my mind, but this film in the real world will get an Oscar for best documentary. What a coup. Thank God that Tucker Carlson also canceled, teamed up with James O'Keefe also canceled. All I can say is I could care less about knowing sports stars or movie stars or any of that crap. It means nothing. But I am just so honored to know James O'Keefe and his team. James, wow, the film, I've seen it. Unbelievable. This is, every American needs to see this. James O'Keefe.
Hey, Alex, thank you. Yeah, this is, I spent a year of my life making this and there's never been a film made quite like it. It takes you, it immerses you in this crisis. You travel from southern Mexico all the way to New York City on freight trains, through cartel tunnels, through child immigration camps in Texas, and the government's funding all of it. But it really gives you this first-person perspective. It's a humanitarian crisis, and it asks these large questions, which are hard questions to answer, which is, where do you draw the line? And people doing all these things, helping facilitate child trafficking, just doing their jobs to collect the paycheck. And I think we're getting a point in society where we have to face the music. Are we a nation of moral cowards? Are we just going to go along to get along, to feed our family? Are we going to step up? And that's what the film is really about. And it contrasts these cowardly people, some of them in the Border Patrol, with some of the heroes that do stand up and do speak the truth. And that's why it's called Line in the Sand, Alex.
Talk about what you experienced out there. Because, I mean, I know you work 7 days a week. You crisscross the world, really, with all your other investigations going on. And then I've made films that took a long time to make, nothing like this. And it's like you're giving birth to something when it's...
Yeah.
And it's like a child, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm the director of this film. I didn't just delegate that. A lot of you... I mean, I actually directed it. I'm the protagonist. I went to the border wall. I interacted with the cartel. In fact, Alex, in one scene in the movie, they're cutting through the iron wall. You see it on your screen right there with a big buzzsaw, the cartel is, and they were threatening me as the Border Patrol just sat there and watched. So here's some really incredible moments. It's almost like an action movie. Most documentaries are very retrospective or they interview people. This is like you're there. And some of the moments are hard to believe are real. There's another scene in the film where they're stamping fake residencies in New York City. I go undercover as a Ukrainian immigrant. They give you free bracelets, free plane tickets. And what dawned upon me, my takeaway, is that everybody is making so much money off of this crisis. Everybody is getting rich off of this thing. And there was no moral concern with the kids, and none of it. In fact, we snuck into one of these child encampments in Texas, and it's a federal compound. It's very dangerous to do this. We did it anyway. And the guard was like, yeah, it pays really well. And then another bus company guy said, yeah, we need these people to keep coming so we can keep feeding our family. And I was kind of surprised by that. I can't believe how many people are on the take. Now, in Mexico, if you hold the cartel accountable, they'll kill you. And in America, if you hold these people accountable, they'll kill your reputation. So again, it goes back to this biblical question, which is a hard question to answer. But where do you draw that line? When are we going to stand up
and say enough is enough. Let's stand lockstep. This is not right. That's really the heart and soul of this movie. I don't think there's ever been a movie made quite like it, and comes out next week. I have the premiere red carpet on Tuesday, and then Thursday it's going to go live on Tucker Carlson Network.
And I happened to get shown it. And I was blessed to even see Reagan before it came out. I mean, I know this stuff. I live this stuff, and I still learned so much. And like you said, the situations you were in, incredibly dangerous. And it like you said, to have so many moving parts in the government, the NGOs, the Border Patrol, when the National Guard's down there, facilitating all of this, and then they sit back and act like bare minimum, okay, well, it's just an accident. Kamala's an idiot. No, I mean, this is being done by design with the same NGOs that ran the invasion of Europe, and you see it for yourself. I go down there, and I see the NGO purple-haired liberals ordering the troops and Border Patrol around, and then they're there, as the Border Patrol Union has said, catapulting them into the U.S., where they just disappear, and then other investigators like Muckraker go out and, you know, get a list from whistleblowers about where the kids were last dropped off, and they're empty, vacant lots and houses. I mean, this is crazy evil.
Yeah, Muck, I'm glad you mentioned Muckraker. Anthony Rubin was one of the inspirations for me to do the train ride. He had done it before. Now, Anthony, before I even made this film, was kidnapped by the cartel. Talk about, I don't know whether this guy is brave or insane or both, but he went out there. He was kidnapped. They destroyed his cameras. And then I said, let's go do this together. So Anthony Muckraker and I rode the train in Irapuato, Mexico. Up there, we were detained by the Mexican Army and National Guard, and we had a hidden camera in my watch, and I took the SD chips out of the cameras to protect the footage. This is, Alex, I actually did this on the freight train. So in the film, you can see the beast train, it's called La Bestia, where all the Venezuelans jump on the train. It's dangerous to climb aboard a moving freight train. You've got women with babies strapped to their kids. There's Anthony right there. Very brave guy. I would not have done this, but not for him. And then we were detained and filmed that entire detention where they were talking about their relationship with the United States government. Now, people need to understand that the United States government is funding all of this. Health and Human Services is a $1 trillion agency. They're providing funding to these NGOs. I did not know this, Alex, but the churches are involved in this. I got tax returns for Catholic charities, and it was surprising to see the Department of Homeland Security giving money to the church to help facilitate all this trafficking. So I think we know about this. So people say, well, why would you make a film? We all know the border's broken. I think part of what I do and part of what I would call cinema verite, which is the art of capturing things in reality, it's true reality film. Sometimes you need to see the world through that lens, through that aperture. You need to see the Border Patrol agents as they tear up. You need to see the Venezuelans climb aboard the train. The babies get run over. It's horrific. The scenes of drugged children, unaccompanied little girls at the border. I mean, this is not pretend. These are real scenes in the film. And I think, and I don't think it's political either. I've taken all politics, Alex, out of this film. There are no politics in this film. It's all just humanitarian issues laid bare. And I think that old adage, follow the money. Apparently almost everybody I met had a price. Everybody except maybe a couple people. And it's those few people that did not have a price, that actually did do the right thing, that is really the message of the film, is that we gotta stick together and stand up here. You see there on the film, those drug children, Anthony Aguero, and he's in the movie with me. We climbed through a cartel tunnel together. So I'm really excited, and I hope that this movie, I believe this movie will change things.
Now, obviously it's critical to support your work at O'Keefe Media Group and Tucker Carlson, all he's doing. And it's going to be available, at first there on the site. And hopefully you're getting into a bunch of theaters. And then for the election, 32 days out, any plan, once the network gets the support, it needs to keep doing work like this to then put it out to everybody. Cause this will sway a lot of people. A lot of Democrats are compartmentalized. They don't realize the evil they're involved in. I mean, this could really move the needle towards victory for Trump.
Yeah, I was just talking to the Hodge twins yesterday in Vegas, and they were talking about Ocasio-Cortez. And, you know, my message is, you know, I hope Ocasio-Cortez watches this. I almost feel like I could appeal to their better angels here. Like, I don't think this is a political issue at all. I think you watch this. You have to have no soul to watch some of this film and not be affected by it and inspired by it and shocked by it. So I would say to these people who ordinarily might hate Alex Jones or hate me, James O'Keefe, you know, watch the film and it might move you. It might change your perspective on some things. Whether you believe in open borders or not, you got 300,000 missing children. You got 500,000 children in 3 years being moved. And they're saying you can't ask questions because we got to move these children. We got to get them into these sponsors' homes. You can't have a soul and not be affected by a lot of this. And Alex, I think in regards to theatrical, it will be in a few theaters, but the partnership with Tucker for me was very important. I'm very grateful for him for partnering with me to do this. And I think we're going to make a huge splash next week and then go for wider distribution. It comes at the right time. And my call to action here, we had a second Border Patrol agent come forward. His name is Aaron Vecchi. There have been a few Border Patrol agents coming forward. They've been sent cease and desist letters for appearing with me, appearing in this film. They're very brave men, and I think there's going to be a lot more agents coming forward as a result of this.
James, I want you to make any other key points about the film. Words cannot describe it. Everybody needs to see it. They need to go to the Line in the Sand movie URL. They need to share it. They need to see it. Finish up with this, and then obviously we'll get you back soon, and I want to play more clips of the film once it's out to everybody. But shifting gears, just as an American, as a great journalist, one of the greatest ever, 32 days out, the attempted assassinations of Trump, all the craziness, the wars, the open borders, the hurricane, the dock strike, and things are just getting more out of control by the moment. I see the national studies out now. More registered voters are Republican than Democrat. That hasn't happened since 84 with Reagan. I see a political realignment happening and Trump having a landslide, but that's got to make it over the seawall of fraud. No matter how big the wave is, it's got to be able to get over the fraud, at least a little bit of it, to get him in. What is your general view of the attempted assassinations and just the climate we're in right now? The moment in history, and how would you describe this moment?
I would say that every 2 minutes, we're being sent tips about some crisis like North Carolina. FEMA is the current one. In 5 minutes, it'll be something different. Everyone, it seems like there's a story of corruption everywhere. Things have become systemically corrupt. It's a watershed moment in citizen journalism and the awakening of humans. The problem with America right now is that everyone is still afraid. That's the problem. And what are they afraid of? And I posted this last night. Everyone, Alex, is afraid of, quote, being targeted. And I'm going to read what I wrote on X. You know what I say to that? Afraid of being targeted? I say fuck them all but six. Those are the pallbearers that carry my casket. They're afraid of being falsely accused, afraid of being jailed, raiding us, turning on us, firing us, smearing us, prosecuting us, persecuting us. Listen, I've been there, done that. And that's my cross to carry. When my life ends, I know that my conscience will be clean. Just like the Border Patrol agent Zach in the film, who bravely stepped forward in uniform, he said, I want my conscience to be clean. Just know that there is nothing but truth. And I understand you're all afraid of being, quote, targeted, but there are some things more important in life. And I hope and I believe this film will get people to think about these deeper questions. All these people say, oh, I need to feed my family. I get you, but what is the purpose of nourishment if you lose your soul? So, James,
we're all being targeted with the fentanyl and the open borders and the inflation and the wars and the human trafficking and the P. Diddy, CIA, FBI rings and all of it. We're being targeted. We have to stop hiding. That's why we've gotten here.
Yeah, and we are in danger of becoming a nation of moral cowards, of feckless moral cowards, unless we all stand together. And I'm talking the Border Patrol agents are good people. Well, many of them are good people, but they can't live with themselves because they're facilitating child trafficking, and they know it. They've become a processing agency. I'm just giving an example from the film, but I think there's a lot of examples like that. You asked about where we are, and we got, 30 days before an election here. So the time is right now. There's nowhere else that I'd rather be than right here, right now. And my call to action to y'all is, if you're inside the government, wherever you are, it's time to step up, because they can stop one man. They can stop me. They can stop Anthony Muckraker. Alex, they're trying to shut you up. But they can't stop like an army of people standing up together. So we got to stand up together. We got to lock arms here and expose what needs to be exposed.
James, absolutely. Final question for you. Looking at the P. Diddy stuff, and now hundreds of reported people abusing underage children, now connected to Epstein's handlers, the FBI, I believe, is busting this to minimize the lawsuits so they can have a criminal investigation to cover that up. That's what they've done in the past. I think they'll probably Epstein pedo Diddy. But you're right. I mean, Hollywood's collapsing. The Democratic Party's collapsing. But in their death rattle, they're trying to take us with them. Do you agree with me that the Great Awakening is here? The only question is, can the globalists take us with them?
I think the Great Awakening is here. I'm an optimist. I believe that this is America. So unlike the past, I think people will do the right thing when push comes to shove. They're going to be forced to get there. We're pretty much at the tipping point right now. And the P. Diddy, Epstein stuff, it's the blackmail, it's the leverage. But it's not just the people that attend those parties and they're evil and they deserve justice. I think all of us, you know, Whitaker Chambers wrote, whether you're a Christian or not, this idea of every man hangs upon the cross of himself. In other words, what they'll do to you is, think of the worst transgression you've ever done. We're all sinners. We've all done things we're not proud of. We're all done things we're not, you know, ashamed of. I don't care who you are. The truth is, you'd have. And they will come at you and falsely accuse you and blackmail you and use leverage against. They'll make stuff up about you. And people are afraid of that. That's what they do to people in this country. They don't kill you per se. They do something maybe worse than death, which is to destroy your reputation and your way of earning a living, which is its own type of violence because it's directed at your children. And while I say my price is my life, most people's price is actually their children's life. People will do anything to protect their family for good reason, rightfully so. But what happens when everyone is doing bad things just to make a living? Where do we draw that line? When do we stand up and say, we can't do this anymore?
That's right. And then that creates a climate.
I think we're almost at that tipping point right now.
I'm sorry. We're at the tipping point right now. You agree with that?
I think we're at the tipping point this month. I feel it in my soul, and I'm seeing it on the ground.
James O'Keefe, we have reached the tipping point, and undoubtedly you are helping do that, unlike anybody else other than President Trump, Tucker Carlson, and a few other people. I look forward to seeing you soon. I know you invited us to the premiere. Hopefully you're going to have some other showings. So you are going to get this in theaters.
That's my intent. I'm going to it's going to be in Dallas, mid-October, but, we're going to launch it with Tucker here next week. And, it's going to create a groundswell, you know, like a Sound of Freedom thing. And Sound of Freedom was an amazing film. What makes this film so unique is that it's all real. It's like reality. It's not actors. I didn't hire these Border Patrol agents. I didn't hire these kids. These are real moments. That little girl, the Guatemalan girl, all alone, I mean, you could see in her face, she's been through some horrible things, drugged. And some of these moments are hard to watch. I didn't show the most gruesome stuff. And I was scared. I think the, you know, I've got to give credit to Anthony and Taylor in Mexico, because I almost didn't get on that train. I said, to hell with this, but I did. And we escape with the footage. So I hope that I believe that this is going to inspire a lot of people.
Well, we appreciate your courage, and you've done a masterpiece of showing this horror. And that's what we have to do, is face the horror, admit what's happening, and stand up. Because again, as you said, people are trying to cover their ass. When everybody does that, society collapses, and the danger is in being cowards and not being engaged and not taking action. James O'Keefe, God bless you. Look forward to seeing you soon.
See you soon, Alex. Thank you.
Absolutely. There goes James O'Keefe. Yeah, he's invited us up to the premiere and stuff. We're probably going to go because this film is amazing. Be sure and check it out now at lionthesandmovie.com. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with more callers from the hurricane, hit a bunch of other news that I haven't hit yet, and breaking news that's just now hitting Infowars.com. But that's what this is a platform for, to promote all the other great leaders and people taking action. And that's why Infowars is so important. Please keep us on air. Support our sponsor. to keep us on air one way or the other at thealexjonesstore.com. Everything you see here is made possible by that. Go there now, get a t-shirt, take action now. Thank you for your support.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air. Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to your phone calls and a lot of breaking news right now, but I'm going to say it again. It's do or die time. The globalists are openly trying to shut us down, but we can come back with a new operation, even if they're able to shut us down. But I need your support now. This is historic. Take action.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
We have game changed thousands of times. We've broken hundreds of top stories. We have devastated the New World Order thanks to your support. You are the reason that happened. Thank you for your ongoing support. Now it's needed. Okay, here's the deal. I probably have 30 incredible stories I want to at least hit in a few clips. I'll take a little bit of the time of the great U.S. Senate candidate. He won the primary. He's going up against the Democrat, Royce White, and in some polls he's leading. He'll be hosting the fourth hour ahead of Owen Schroyer with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, an hour and 25 minutes from now. But I want to finish up with Bobby, Cody, and Christy calling in from Georgia and North Carolina on the storm and the clear stand down. And the Democrats admit it's the rural areas knocked out, may not even be able to vote, and that could make them win those states. This is just incredible. Everybody's focusing on the lithium mine stuff. I don't think that's what's happening here. But yeah, just like Lahaina, they stood down and let that burn down. And now they're not letting them rebuild. They're stealing that. It's worth like $5 billion. So yeah. But the lithium thing is a side issue. The big thing is the election. And whether they weather weapon it or not, they're definitely standing down blocking people to go in and get aid so that things don't get back to being able to vote, in my view. I don't think that's my view. I think that's happening. So we're going to talk about that and then a whole bunch of this news like this one on InfoWars.com. Absolutely disgusting. The View host, Sonny Hostin, says Melania Trump, quote, hates Donald Trump, wants to take him out. They talked about smashing him like a bug last week. I mean, this is all get Trump crap. And they're the ones pushing the vitriol. They're the ones that persecute political opposition. Everything they say about us is what they're doing. Here's the clip. We'll go back to your calls.
I think she hates him.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. So we can all That's agree on that. That's a given. I also think that she wants to take him out. She does not want to be the first lady. Anymore.
They agree with you.
She doesn't want to be the first lady. She destroyed the Rose Garden. Who hates Christmas? Melania Trump hates Christmas. She doesn't want to decorate for Christmas. She doesn't want
care.
Anything
she doesn't
to do with
care
him.
About that, yeah.
She doesn't want to sleep in the same room with him. She can't tolerate him.
Allegedly.
And she does.
Yeah, how do you know all this?
Yeah, I
don't
know.
You don't know all this.
Allegedly. That's why I say allegedly.
I mean, that is, she totally loves Trump. She's out there saying they tried to kill her husband twice. And we actually have a clip of Kamala famously saying, I don't want to hear about your damn Christmas. We shouldn't be celebrating. America's racist. What the hell does that have to do with, even if that was true, what's that have to do with Christmas? So they are getting just, and they're told to say all this. They're getting absolutely bonker cuckoo land. By the way, I hate to mention something and not have it, but the crew would never be able to get that in 10 seconds. But have you seen Kamala say she hates Christmas, doesn't want to hear about it? I mean, I'm not making that up. So try to find that clip and say, Kamala attacks Christmas. It's like 20 seconds long. I mean, it's just, they're such villains. And then again, everything they say about us is what they're doing. It's just bonker land. But the good news is, for the first time since 1984, the majority of America that's voting identifies as Republican. That is a sign of the realignment. It's a big sign of it. All right, let's go to Cody, Bobby, and Christy, and then we'll be done with calls. Cody in Georgia on the storm. What are you seeing and what do you think is happening?
Hey, this is Cordy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, long-time listener. Been listening since the internet come out.
Welcome.
Here in Georgia, I live in a very rural area in Georgia. It's devastating. Trees down everywhere. Haven't seen, other than the line crews, haven't seen anybody. Can you still hear me?
Yes, sir. I can.
Yes, sir. Yep, it's pretty bad down here, but we surviving. Everybody lives. I really wanted to plug. This is a good one. It's on the iodine that you sell.
Yes, sir.
My mom, several years ago, started declining with Alzheimer's, and I finally talked her into taking the iodine, and she did. And within a month, she has turned completely around. I was scared she was getting lost going to town. Somebody was fixing to have to move in with her. She started taking the iodine and the vitamin mineral fusion, and she tells me it saved her life. She's right here if you want to talk to her.
Sure, let me talk to your mama. What's her name?
Hey, Mama, Alex, what's Thelma?
Thelma, that's a good old-fashioned name.
Hey, Mama, talk to Alex.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, this is Velma. I'm 79 years old.
Oh, Velma, Velma. Well, Velma, where do you live?
Gotta be fast.
We live in Bacon County, 350 Mulberry Road.
Listen. It's okay. We got time to talk to Velma. Ma'am, what do you think about what's happening in the world?
It's a lifetime experience, and I hope not to repeat it. But that fusion vitamins and the iodine saved my life, practically turned me around, made me a lot better, and my legs and knees bothered me a lot, and it's helped them a good bit. But living through this devastation we've just went through, it blew all the roof off my house, and the Lord helped me. There's three oak trees in my front yard, and it didn't blow neither one of them down.
Well, your son was telling me that your mind and stuff was going. Tell us about that, and then tell us what happened when you did vitamin mineral fusion and X2.
Well, I just got to thinking, and I was my mentality increased. I could tell I was sleeping somewhat. I'd forget things, and my memory was also lapsing, and I started taking that iodine, and I'm a firm believer in that, and that fusion, the vitamins, those vitamins really helped me out a lot, too, generally speaking.
Everybody.
Well, I'm going to let you hang it back here with my son.
All right.
Hey, Alex, me back on. It was really life-changing. Everybody knows her. I had neighbors and stuff telling me, you're fixing to have to do something. I know I'm going to do something, but she started taking it. I'm not worried about her anymore. Please get the word out to people that have family members that are suffering from Alzheimer's. Anything, it helps. It turned around 100%.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your – Cody, I appreciate you calling. Let me just say this briefly. I'm not going to keep plugging. If you type in iodine deficiency encyclopedia or Wikipedia, 4.2 billion people living have mental disabilities because, according to the UN, of iodine deficiency. Now, I'm going to explain something. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're brain dead on average. Some people can live longer, especially if kids that fall through ice. If your blood's almost frozen, you can live like 15 minutes. The brain doesn't die because you're frozen, basically. It slows down metabolism. But on a regular day, you're dead in 4 minutes. Or if they revive you, you're going to be a vegetable. You die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in about 5 days without water. And you die in about a month without food on average, unless you're really fat and your body can live off that. But a skinny person, you're dead in a month. Now, why is that? Well, because there's vitamins and minerals in food, and you're not getting them. Now, when you hear something's essential, like vitamin C or vitamin D or iodine, it means you die without it. Doesn't kill you in 4 minutes. It kills you in a month or so. It's not rocket science. There's all sorts of great organic vitamins and minerals. Vitamin Fusion just tastes great. It's organic. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, the key amino acids, everything you need. And most people, especially when you're old, your gut doesn't absorb as much. So even if you have a good diet, your body isn't breaking down the food. Even if you chew it well, you get it with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. I just sell stuff that works, but there's all sorts of other great ones out there too, okay? So just know that that's what's going on. But just make sure it's organic. Because if it's synthetic, your body doesn't absorb it. It can be toxic to the liver. Then what's X2 and what's X3? Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in true atomic form. Everybody else claims they have atomic. That means it's pure. They don't. We have to have a DEA license to do this. And once it's put in the form, we don't have to, but to store it, we do. Because, I mean, you can pick a speck of it and throw it on the table. It explodes into purple gas. Like I Dream a Genie. Every cellular function in your body is electrochemical. Without iodine, your cells do not work. So if your brain doesn't have iodine, it cannot fire the neurons. In the 20s and 30s, especially in the Midwest, people weren't getting iodine because the soil was played out. They weren't getting fish. So the government put crappy iodine in the salt, and IQs went up 15 points. Look it up. So that's a game changer. Yeah, InfoWarsStore.com. And we need money. I've been fighting the New World Order. I don't want to sit up here plug. But if I'm going to push stuff, everything we sell is great and works. All right? And I can't tell you how many people I know who get on Vitamin Mineral Fusion X2, and they're like, oh, my God, suddenly I look younger, my skin's better, and I feel – because you were missing it. This is not rocket science, people. Do you need oxygen? Yeah. Do you need water? Yeah. Why do you need food? Because it's got the vitamins and minerals. And the soils in this country are a joke. Now, if you live on the coast and get great fish, you don't need this, except there's a lot of mercury and crap in it. So you cannot do better than that. I'm done plugging. And I hope InfoWars goes on. Those are great products you need. People know InfoWars should shut down, but it's having plenty of money coming right now. People are buying everything up. What's left? I hope we get a good buyer. We're still here November 13th. If not, we're adios. So, incredible supplements at drjonesnaturals.com. That's not InfoWars. It pays InfoWars. It's a sponsor. It's going to continue on. But it didn't bring in enough money for me to keep this going. So we bring in the alexjonesstore.com with the t-shirts, the ball caps, all that. They're great. I need capital to fight these people. Remember, I got a $9 million donation that we don't even know who gave it to us on Bitcoin. It turned out to be the exact amount in those 2 years of fights that was our underage, literally to the dime. And they remember me in the court. They go, well, you got $9 million. You got plenty of money. Where's that money hidden? I said, I put it all in the company. You're going to go to jail now. That federal prosecutor who was the lawyer, he's also a federal prosecutor, especially he's putting Republicans in prison, Republican governor of Connecticut, he put in prison, set him up. He goes, I think the Justice Department's going to want to look into this. I know you kept that money. I go, well, I could have kept it. It was given to me personally, but no, I didn't. And, of course, it all came out in the federal audits. I told the truth. So I don't give a damn about money as long as I got a house and a car and I can buy food and got medicine. That's why they want to make us all poor, so we've got to give up stuff just to even live. But once I can just live, I don't care about money. But I do care about money to fight these bastards. You know, bastards aren't bad people. That's not a good enough term. Cockroaches are not bad creatures compared to them. Demons. So just get excited and go to alexjonesstore.com. Just go to drjonesnaturals.com. Just go there. Because, man, as it stands right now, if they shut down InfoWars, it's going to be crippling. And I can get on the phone, and I've never tried to go to rich people and get money, and I got people saying they'll do this and that. I just know that I've always been my own boss, and I can't be bought. And I need money. So you want this to continue? We've changed the world together. I need it now. And it's that simple. Your choice. It's up to you. I'm not bitching at you. You decide this is an important show, whatever. I'll talk on the side of the road with a bullhorn if I have to. But these people are after my ass, and I've held them off for 7 years with all their crap, and now I'm out of money. And if I get money, I can hold their ass off for a long time when we take the country back and kick their ass on air every day and not miss a step. And people are starting to support, so we've gotten, with all my begging, which I can't stand doing, but I also hate giving up and then winning. I hate that a lot more than begging, so I'll beg my ass off. I'll get on my damn knees. Hell, I mean, it's not a good thing to do, but would you like me to cut a finger off on air for support? I'll do it. I mean, I tell you what, $10 million, I'll cut my pinky off on air and give it to you. I'll take loppers and cut the son of a bitch off like that, and I'll put every freaking dime into the fight. I don't like these people beating us. I don't like these people shutting us up. That's what I'm into, is staying on air and kicking their ass politically. So it's simple. Make the decision. And if 2% of me just went and bought something, I would have to sit here and beg con. I'm not bitching. I'm not going to give up. So I'm going to beg and beg and beg and beg and beg. Because I hate tyranny a lot more than I hate begging. Of course, I'm not. I mean, I just want to stay in the fight, folks. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there now. Get the supplements, DrJonesNaturals.com. That's a key place. They're amazing. All right, I'm going to shut up now because I said I'd cover all these. I've got all... I mean, it's just insane. And a lot of it's good news I should be covering. See, I could be Machiavelli, but I'm not. I could sit here and not beg and then actually be crippled, and then everybody's going to freak out, and I'll get plenty of money probably. But I don't want to miss a step. I don't want these people to have any success. Because once you start thinking like that, that's just not how I operate. I mean, people are like, well, Tucker got bigger when they fired him. Yeah, and he was off the air for 2 months. And didn't get cranking for a while. I do not, that's giving up. Winners never quit and quitters never win. I'm not slowing down 1%. Now you can tell I turned up the heat, baby. This is game time. This is literally a war. They're trying to get through me to get to you. You figure that out yet? And I'm a crazy person. I'll never stop. They can't intimidate me, and they know that. They threaten my family. My family's like, we don't care. I'm all in here, but I need you to be all in. I want to thank those that have supported. In fact, instead of begging those that don't support, I understand you're not a person of action. I get it. That's okay. I'm not judging you. At least share the articles. Can you do that? Share the videos. You know, but for people that have been supporting, great job. And I guess just double down. Redouble your efforts. Thank you. All right. Christy in North Carolina, thanks for holding while I beg. Go ahead, Christy.
Hey, Alex, this is Christy, and I'm in the county that Old Fort, North Carolina is in, where you saw all the video of all that devastation. I'm calling in because I'm warning everybody right now, this is going to be the biggest cover-up you've ever seen. There's way more dead people than they're saying. It's way worse here than they're saying. We've lost, and I'm not talking about a little bit of a road. We lost 6 miles of a road. Number 9 into Lake Lure is gone. Like, their communities that don't exist, they washed away. Their entire towns that don't, they're not there anymore. And none of this is making the national news, and it won't make the national news because our governor hates Western North Carolina because it's the most conservative part of this state. And all of the resources, I can hear it flying over my county all day, is going right up to Buncombe County in Asheville. And I know Asheville's devastated. I hate it. I'm from Buncombe County. But the rest of this area will just be forgotten. It'll get out of the news. People have lost their homes. They've lost loved ones. They've lost everything. People don't have power. I just got my power back yesterday. And it's unbelievable here. It's like after a war. It looks like we've been bombed. I can't describe it with words because unless you can see it with your own eyes, you can't understand it. And people just won't know because everybody forgets we exist over here. And I just want everybody to pray for us because that's all that's going to help us now. Because the governor of North Carolina hates us. You know that the government hates all of Appalachia, West North Carolina, anywhere where there's any stitch of conservative Christians anywhere living, and we'll never get any. I mean, all we can do is pray because it's bad. It's very bad. I've seen things I never want to see again.
Describe it more for us, because that's what locals are telling us, and that's even local news. It could be thousands dead per county, they're saying, not 180 dead. And again, the feds are clearly blocking and covering up and blocking aid, which is simple. Why? Well, they give all the aid to the illegal aliens. They hate the American people. They're replacing us. Whether we're black or white or Hispanic, if we're Americans, they want to get rid of us because there's no place for us in the New World Order because people aspire to the freedoms we had that our forebears fought for. And they don't want stuff getting back on and operating because what, those rural towns are what, 80% Republican?
In my county I am, and I've had to invent new words like tree tunnel. A tree tunnel is something that you have to go through to get to see if your friend's house is still exists. We have landslides. They're 20 feet on either side. We're clearing stuff with farm equipment. We're not getting any help. And my county is great. The emergency management here is great. They're doing a great job in my county, right? But they're not getting any resources from anywhere else. And the landslides are unbelievable. The water level. One of our grocery stores had 6 feet of water in it. Everything's flooded. And we've heard, the rumors I've heard, and I mean, they're talking about having to bring in refrig trucks just for the recovery operation, if you know what I mean. It's way worse than they're saying. And it's everything I can do not to start to cry. Because like I said, I've seen, and the stories I've heard about the whole house is just disappearing. I mean, I've seen pictures when I got back online, my friend showed me a picture of her aunt's house. It ain't there anymore. It just ain't there. It's just a foundation. We don't know where the house went. We don't know. It's somewhere in the river, I reckon. Everybody's lost so much. And I just know they're going to cover all this up because they do it every time. And I don't want to even think about how many people are dead. I don't want to think about it because it's devastating. And they're not telling the real numbers. They can't because they haven't.
What do you think of, I understand, what do you think of Kamala saying, don't worry, she'll give you $750?
$750 is a joke to people who don't have even the foundation of their house anymore. I am blessed because I still have a roof over my head and I got my power back on and I'm very blessed, but I'm very rare. And even I live near a city and it took them 6 days to get my power on. And just think about people up in them hollers and on them mountains. They ain't never going to get their power back. We've got entire communities you can't get to without a helicopter. I mean, it's graphic.
And when people try to help with helicopters to get them, the feds are blocking it. Now they blocked all drones. Booty Juice did. I mean, this is sick. Christy, God bless you. Or Chrissy, thank you so much. And we really appreciate your call. Praying for everybody there in these areas affected. Bobby in North Carolina, thanks for holding our last caller on this devastating hurricane.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, like, I'm going to touch on what she said because she sounds like she's from the same area that I am. In the area of McDowell County, North Carolina, the floodwaters went around us. It hit half of our county flooded, half of it didn't. The whole county got destroyed by wind damage. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of trees laid over everywhere. People's houses are crushed. There, on my road alone, there was over 50 trees on the main road to get out. As soon as the rain stopped, we got outside, started working together, getting the road cleared so we could get out to assess the damage. There are still people with trees on their houses. The aid that is coming in was being brought to the church for the first 3 days and was passing out aid. Now there are cops and everything else involved. Something is happening. They are covering up stuff. She is not kidding. There is way more damage. There are way more destruction than you could ever imagine. I'm a veteran. I went to Iraq. If you go to some of these areas, it would blow you away at what is going on. And the fact that they cut the airspace where I live, all the helicopters and planes have to fly over me all day long. And I've been recording them with my phone. They have not flew over today because they have killed the airspace. That means people aren't getting aid. They aren't getting rescued. They aren't getting formula. And this has to do with the vote. The third day this was going on, I posted on my TikTok channel that this was about the vote. We were not going to be able to vote because they were slowing the recovery, so we wouldn't be ready and have no infrastructure. Then I did more digging and found out about the lithium. So it has to do with the lithium and the vote. They're going to knock out all these birds with one stone.
Well, brother, it's so disgusting to know that FEMA, I've got tons of news reports and videos all over Georgia, all over North Carolina, all over South Carolina, all over Tennessee, all over Florida. The feds are blocking citizens coming to try to aid. You have illegal aliens running around robbing and looting. And then you've got them blocking the helicopters and the drones. And most of these are retired law enforcement, military coming to help. This is disgusting.
Yes, sir. You are 100% right. My sister was trapped in Asheville. We got her out. Like 3 days ago, we got her out, but it was kind of her mistake. She walked out of a hospital when they were on lockdown. So, you know, that's on her. But we did what we had to do to get her. There are still places up here where they're having to use pack mules. Listen to me, folks.
Hold on. Don't hang up, Bobby. Stay there. Back in 2 minutes, we're starting the fourth hour. I'm going to hit a few more stories, finish with Bobby, hit some stories, and then the great Royce White takes over. He's going to win that Senate seat in Minnesota. This is a big deal. Stay there. Hour number four is straight ahead. The enemy hopes you don't spread the word.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve. symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Royce White, he's the Republican candidate for Senate against Klobuchar. He's coming up. Got a few stories I'm going to hit before I hand the baton to him, but I wanted to finish up with Bobby in North Carolina. What you're saying is what we're getting from locals and videos everywhere. The feds blocking aid, some of the locals blocking aid. I mean, this is clearly, it's all over the news. They admit it's going to mess up the voting. Whether you could say it was a weather weapon or not, that's very suspicious. We know they have them. The fact that they're trying to keep everything shut down as bad as possible and booty juice, as Biden calls him, saying no drones, no helicopters. This is BS.
Yes, sir. They were using drones to drop off formula to babies that can't get out, to drop off insulin to people that can't get out.
Well, like, what authority does booty juice have to do that? I think the governors need to tell the feds.
At this point, Alex, none of these people have authority over us. We are all a target. I'm going to touch on what O'Keefe said. We are all already a target. You either morally stand up to defend your American citizens now and do what is right, or you're going to watch everything that's happening here that happened in Maui happen all across this country. And we will watch this country fall one city, one state, one region by a time. And that's exactly what's going to happen if people don't stand up and have the kahunas to be men right now. You're like, it's just the truth. I got my TikTok got censored today because I've been posting all the information trying to get people help. As soon as I said something about the vote, as soon as I said something about the friggin' lithium, that account got erased. I had almost 10,000 followers. I'd been on there for years, and it is gone, no longer to be there. And it's all because I'm telling the truth.
Brother, you're absolutely, totally on target, and they know how to create crises, exacerbate crises, and then block aid in the crises, just like when they told the left, burn down all the cities, and Kamala Harris raised money to bail people out of jail. These are bad people, and it's time for the locals to stop following their damn orders.
Exactly. It's time for people to stand up with armed guards and protect these donations. Do not let FEMA get their hands on them.
Oh, yeah, that's on the news. By the way, I know listeners know this, but I should have made a bigger deal about it. It was confirmed 3 days ago. Now it's on mainstream news. FEMA is confiscating the donations.
Yes, they're confiscating them, and then you have to fill out paperwork to see if you qualify to get the damn help.
We've got to get Trump in.
Like, I'm telling you, dude, like, this is all part of a plan. This is all Trump country. You won't see a friggin' Kamala sign anywhere out here. You talk to anybody in a restaurant, anybody in a store, you walk around, dude, everybody's carrying guns. This is a Second Amendment place.
I love it.
We love the rule of law. We are country folk. We don't want to be messed with, but they've stepped over a line right here, man. I'm telling you, they've stepped over a line. People are dying, and they're watching it happen, trying to say, I'm going to give you $750. You just gave $2.9 billion to Ukraine. What have you given to Israel? Like, I'm not even going to jump on that, but it's the point. We need the aid in America. Stop worrying about these other countries and all this bullshit because you're getting a kickback from the money, and take care of the people here, because if you don't, I'm telling you now, we're about to stand up because we are done.
God bless you, Bobby. Thank you. Wow. Again, the globalists, that's what a technocracy is. They use the bureaucracy as a weapon, just like they go, oh, COVID caused the third world to collapse. No, the lockdowns they did that and killed millions of starvation, tens of millions. And it's actually, last number was 87 million died of starvation during the lockdowns around the world. And you didn't hear about that. It was back in the newspaper. Oh, COVID caused starvation. No, the lockdowns did. Then the survivors flood up here and they turn them into voters. So it's not that we even hate these refugees, but they're being brainwashed. They're a weapon. The globalists know what they're doing. It's administrative warfare. And imagine if they get their central bank digital currencies in and their cashless society, their universal basic income control system with a social credit score. Learn what those terms mean, folks. I know you do, but warn everybody. And there's no doubt in my mind, I mean, this is a weather weapon. Can I prove that? No, but they have the weather weapons. They've had the control certified by the U.S. government since 67 to create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, make them stronger, make them weak, kill them. Wow. All right, Royce White's coming up, but I want to hit a few final stories and hand the baton to him. And I'm going to say it again. There's a lot of critical stuff going on. I appreciate you all. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast, share the articles and videos, because the bad guys want to shut down and support us, because we can't do this without you. TheAlexJonesStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the corners to go to now. I thank you for your support.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. He is the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. Royce White is going to win if you get behind him. We are fighting at every level. He takes over here in just a few minutes. I'm going to shoot some special reports today. Hell, I'll probably even go in the war room. There's so much to hit, so much happening. But this hurricane stand down and the fact that they're admitting it's going to knock out all these Trump voters is just number one right now. I mean, and then the port strike, and then all hell's breaking loose. But there's good news. Court blocks Newsom's unconstitutional attempt to muzzle parody during election season. And then continuing, Representative Adam Schiff and other Democrats demand social media companies censor misinformation, disinformation this month. Huge. Julian Assange calls out Mike Pompeo's CIA's plan to assassinate him and how they're attacking the independent press. Poland's left liberal government is jailing its opponents, and priests are no exception. They put a globalist in just this year there. Former deputy head of the EU. Australia's free speech crosshairs sweeping anti-disinformation bill draws fierce backlash to arrest people for their speech. What California just passed. More Americans identify as Republicans than Democrats for the first time since Reagan. That shows the political realignment that's happening. It goes on and on. Had Kevin Sorbo on earlier exposing Hollywood pedophiles. Massive amounts of news and information. You've got this UN prosecutor, Jack Smith, with his new indictment garbage, all pure crap, and so much more that is unfolding as we speak. But I'll say this again. InfoWars, the deep state, New York Times, New York Post, Washington Post, the George Soros Media Matters wants to buy us and shut us down. I don't know if the Patriot bidders, and I know who some of them are going to be able to outbid those guys. They can shut this place down. November 13th, that's 40 days out. But I know this, if you support the sponsors that are not part of this operation, like my dad's company, drjonesnaturals.com, a supplement company. He'll put everything he gets into this. Great supplements there. That's the coordinates. They're great. You need them anyways. drjonesnaturals.com. You go to the alexjonesstore.com, get the t-shirts. There's a bunch of hoodies and a bunch of sweatshirts that just came in. They're going to keep adding more products. There's a great supplement that's even better than Athletic Greens, which is excellent. Now available at the alexjonesstore.com. Do your shopping with us, ladies and gentlemen, and we will not fail you, but I'm asking you to aid us. And let me show you. They put out, I didn't design these, but they're funny. These are limited edition, only sold through Halloween. Look at these. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my you-know-what. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again. And it's got Trump on the front as a joke, as a ghost. Make the frogs straight again. Here's some of the hoodies and stuff that came in. Save the frogs, realalexjones.com. Well, that's a site you'll be hearing about. A lot of stuff going on. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Got the hoodies in on that. Never Surrender Trump, hoodie, sweatshirt. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We are not descended from fearful men. That sweatshirt's out. The Second Amendment protects the first, class of 1776 shirt. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. We're fundraising right now because we are in the thick of the battle. All right. Amazing former NBA player, MMA fighter, but I've liked him, for years when he ran for Congress. Just a really smart guy and a great talk show host. Royce White has the Senate nomination. He's up against Klobuchar, and he's here to talk about the state of the world and what's happening now. The great Royce White takes over the InfoWar.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it, brother. Much love to you, and it's always a great pleasure to host the InfoWars platform here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. As Alex said, I'm running against Amy Klobuchar. And speaking of our arch nemesis there, George Soros, if they could, I'd like the producers to bring up the picture I posted on X earlier of Amy Klobuchar going out there to New York City to bend the knee and kiss the ring of baby Soros, Alex. Alex Soros, there's a picture I posted online, and no caption because no words are really necessary. It's the difference between myself and politicians like Amy Klobuchar, I'm not bought and paid for. Yeah. I don't have these kind of international, cosmopolitan, deep state globalist backers. And under no circumstances would I ever be caught dead taking a picture with this guy knowingly. Not only is she knowingly taking a picture, she seems pretty happy about it, to say the very least. And of course she is, because they can talk about moderation all they want to. They can talk about governing from the center. But Alex Soros and George Soros are far left political propagandists and deep state actors. And they're not even hiding it. I mean, it's not even that's not even a debate. I mean, the Open Source, Open Foundations, the Open Society Foundation and all the other Soros entities and philanthropic works are openly and admittedly aimed at leftist politics. For any of these, we're so moderate politicians to go and bend the knee and kiss the ring shows you exactly who they are. Coming off of a debate where our governor here, Tim Walz, was trounced, in my opinion, by J.D. Vance, I feel the need to start right there. I'm going to start right there. The granddaddy of all tales during this election happened during that vice presidential debate, and it was Tim Walz being asked about China and his response. First of all, his response was utterly ridiculous in every way. He looked like a fish out of water who didn't know exactly what to say because he was caught in a lie. And not only was he caught in a lie, for all of the great preparation that the Democrats have done for their puppet politicians, he didn't seem to have a good answer ready for that question. Testament that they're not actually as competent as they present themselves to be, even when it comes to lying. Scary to say the least. But he wasn't at Tiananmen Square during the massacre there in China. on that day. But he said something so interesting. He said, I wasn't there on the day of Tiananmen Square. I'm a knucklehead. You know, I say things I shouldn't, and I just, you know, I get caught up in the moment. And I actually understand that a lot of people, I get caught up in the moment. I'm sure Alex can say as many times he's gotten caught up in the moment. It happens. Probably more if you're on a podcast or radio than if you're, you know, given some stump speech written for you by some speechwriter out there on the political campaign trail or while you're in office. Everything they do is scripted, right? And that's why Governor Waltz had his notes down there in front of him. He's got to write out what he's going to say next. And real players don't even, we don't even do that. I do a 3-hour podcast all the time. No notes. Don't need notes. We just tell the truth. But anyway, you know, he says, I wasn't there on the day of Tiananmen Square. I'm a knucklehead, but I have been to China a good number of times, and I learned a lot about governing when I was there. He literally said, I learned a lot about governing during my time there. And I thought to myself in real time, if there weren't so many feckless rhino Republicans that were just as entrenched in this China-centric globalist future, which is, by the way, a huge part of why the longshoremen are striking. You understand the two things they're asking for are better wages, which, I mean, the globalists have been taking a hack at the American working class and in our wages for 100 years. But the other ask is to halt or slow the integration of automation, which is one of the patent cornerstones of the fourth industrial revolution and the globalist agenda. So this is why the port went on strike, because automation is something that people think is not optional. It's non-negotiable. It's something we have to do. And China is that whole China-centric, fourth industrial revolution is right at the heart of the matter. But anyway, he says he learned a lot about his time governing there in China. And I just thought to myself, this should be the headline everywhere. This is the granddaddy of all tales. You know, because if you were in China, he didn't say I learned a lot about how not to govern. He didn't say I learned everything that's wrong with governance. He didn't say I learned what government shouldn't be. He said I learned a lot about how to govern when I was there in China. And it's funny because to say that you were there on the day of the Tiananmen Square massacre kind of puts you with the protesters. And that would align with Governor Waltz's political position. He is on that far left Alex Soros, another guy who went to go kiss the ring of Alex Soros and Daddy George. He's a guy who at least presents himself to be in this sort of, you know, pseudo revolutionary Marxist, socialist, you know, one man's socialism is another man's neighborliness. He presents himself to be on that side of things. Okay. Even if you weren't at Tiananmen Square the day of the massacre and you had been traveling back and forth to China during that time, if you learned a lot about governance, which side does he envision himself on of the Tiananmen Square massacre, just in general? I mean, how do you say I went to China, I was there on the day of the Tiananmen Square massacre, where they killed protesters who were protesting against the rise the rise of the Chinese Communist Party and a overtly totalitarian and authoritarian regime, a suppression of freedom of speech. How can you say you were there on the day of Tiananmen Square and you came home with socialism? I mean, it doesn't make sense. It would only make sense. And much of what these Democrats and liberals do with this media is they can only make sense of the things they say because they know the deep state, the CIA, the mainstream media have conspired to give the American public a sort of piecemeal education along with piecemeal propaganda where many of them don't even know what happened at Tiananmen Square. A lot of people out there, not in this audience, but we know the deep state's always watching. They like to cut my clips from when I host a show and say, oh, Royce White fraternizing with right-wing conspiracy theorists like Alex J.M. We're damn proud of it. We're damn proud. Love Alex Jones. He's an American hero, much more of a hero than Alex and George Soros. I can tell you that for sure. Most people out there in the world, your average person, you walk up to you, test it. You don't have to ask me. You test it for yourself out there in the audience. You walk up to the next person you see out there on the street and you ask them what happened at Tiananmen Square in China. A lot of people don't even know what happened. a lot of people don't know the history of China. I want to walk through the history of China a little bit and never forget that the Chinese Communist Party was founded, I think, in the 1920s. And Karl Marx was a late 1800s philosopher. Okay, so China was an early adoptee of that Marxist, Leninist, and then they added the Maoist, you know, Marx, Lenin, Mao ideology. And you got to ask yourself, how on earth did Marxism travel so fast to China in the first place? I mean, you know, see, we're talking about a time where we didn't have social media and cell phones and instant news and communication. We're talking about a time where for culture and ideology to travel from one part of the world to another and then become a powerhouse like it did there in China is something to investigate in and of itself. Okay, so Mao takes control, and we all know the history, or at least we don't all know the history, actually. A lot of people know the history, that under Mao in China, tens of millions of people died. Some were killed, some were starved. You know, obviously the religious folks were targeted, and so on and so forth. That history is more commonly known. But then something, you know, unique happened, when Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger, went into China. And we sort of made a decision, that, you know, the nationalists that were there in China, were obviously not going to maintain their power, and the only reasonable thing to do was to do a deal with you know, the Chinese Communist Party, or start to build a relationship with the Chinese Communist Party. And if you don't believe me, you can go back and watch William Buckley's firing line, and you can watch people like Henry Kissinger and Zygmunt Brzezinski and all these other globalist thought leaders from the time talk about how us going into China and having any type of amicability and strike any deal with them wasn't as much of a danger as we, or as people at the time were saying it would be. People at the time were already blowing this whistle. They were saying, wait a second, this communism is an infectious ideology. We can't just be going to do economic and globalized deals for trade and other supply chains because it's convenient for business. That's not compatible with what we say our values and our beliefs are here in the West or in America. And all these thought leaders said, wait a second. You're much more afraid of communism, the ideology, than you should be. You know, yet at the same time, on the flip side of that coin, they go, you always got to watch Russia. You remember, you know, the Red Dawn scare, and there is a legitimate Red Scare, but you always got to watch the Russians, which stem from that same communist history, but China's okay. I mean, the bait and switch is so obvious. It's hard to believe that they think they can do it, and people not call BS, but a lot of people don't even really realize what happened. We taught the Chinese Communist Party how to become the manufacturing and industrial power that they are today. When we went to China, even there in the late 60s and early 70s, they still didn't even have paved roads. There were many places that didn't have paved roads. They didn't have great infrastructure. They didn't have well-built factories. They didn't have airports. They didn't have any of it. We taught them how to do it. We literally taught China how to displace us as the manufacturing superpower of the world. And we told the American people it would raise their standard and quality of life. We told the American people it would make their goods cheaper. We told the American people it would make them wealthier. And for a time, it did make your goods cheaper. For a time, it did make you materially wealthier, but it didn't give us equity. And that is the whole game, see? See, when you go back down to first principles, everybody knows the man who makes is the man who makes the money. And when you're not the man who makes, you're the man who buys. When you're the man who buys constantly, you're the man who usually goes in debt. And we in this country have been intentionally placed in a debt and death culture, a death and debt cycle, which is why now the Chinese Communist Party holds some of our debt in this country. And I honestly think we should tell them to go bite a hog and go take a hike. To be honest, when it comes to that debt, I think they should eat the debt. I think they should pay reparations to the entire world for, 10 years for what happened during COVID-19. But nobody wants to propose that type of economic stipulation on the Chinese because they're all on the take. Even if they weren't all on the take, America wouldn't be the one to bring that forward because there's a good argument that some of our own American officials were also involved in. And the it's a
it's proven that some American leaders and scientists and officials were involved in funding and the research that went on there in Wuhan and other places like it. So again, Governor Waltz just gave us the granddaddy of all tales. They view the Chinese government as something to admire. And, you know, they think that totalitarianism and authoritarianism and the infringement of basic fundamental American rights like the freedom of speech or the right to bear arms are all just a roadblock to a much better future, a much cleaner, a more efficient, a more anti-human future. And they can say that's a conspiracy theory, but I mean, if you believe that's a conspiracy theory out there, then you're probably in on the scam. You're dumb, or you're just afraid of your own shadow. Maybe you hate yourself. Maybe you hate your fellow American citizens. But ask yourself, why would we ever have in the first place went to stand up a nation that is so ideologically opposed to what we believe in this country? Well, there's two answers. One answer is we were incompetent, radically incompetent. We thought that we could control the Chinese, and that just stems from the same Western arrogance all these academic elites say, plagues the country. Oh, it's white supremacy, this white superiority. I know. It's like, but Alex Soros and George Soros don't count. Okay. Fine. You want to play that fast and loose with it? I get it. But, you know, it's white Western arrogance is, you know, torn the world apart. But that same Western arrogance still lives today because we still kind of believe that we're in charge. We're not in charge anymore. That's what you're seeing right now. When Bibi Netanyahu goes to the United Nations and 2/3 of the countries get up and walk out, it tells you we're not in charge anymore. And everybody has to get comfortable with that. And when I say we, I say that post-World War II Democrat liberal order, that Eurocentric Western global hegemony, we're not in charge anymore. Now, America is completely well-resourced and sufficient to stand on our own and be the world superpower that we've always been. But what we can't do is continue to run this scam where we pay to be the bodyguard for everybody else, especially while our national mortal enemy subverts us from within. And they taught, and I'm not saying Governor Waltz works for the CCP because I don't have that evidence, but I don't need it. The man said he learned a lot about governing from visiting a country that was communist, authoritarian, and deeply, deeply now totalitarian. What more evidence do we? It's the granddaddy of all tales. And it says a lot about who Governor Waltz is. It says a lot about who Kamala Harris is. It says a lot about what we've been living under here in the state of Minnesota. And it says a lot about the future of this country if we're not able to win. Another big tale. I thought this was the second biggest tale from the debate. The always right up at the top of the docket propaganda about the Second Amendment. And if I hear one of these people reference these European gun laws one more time, I'm going to spit at their feet. Honestly, it's the most offensive and reprehensible bait and switch maybe in the entire world of American political culture. These European countries that don't have fundamental gun rights like America does, they have the luxury of being subsidized and having their security guaranteed by a country that does have fundamental gun rights. So if Finland or Denmark or Norway, and shout out to my Norwegians, you know, I'm part Norwegian. I love, you know, we've come a long way from the days of the battle tested and war winter hardened Vikings, to the egalitarian omnisexuals we have now there in Scandinavia. But my point is we, you know, all of these countries can say, oh, we have these gun laws and we don't have school. Yes. But the catch is you all always have to call Big Brother the crazy rambunctious cowboy boys who do have a lot of guns in order to protect you. And that's exactly what NATO is. NATO is completely subsidized and stood up by the American military. And even more importantly, the American taxpayer, the American working class and middle class, those longshoremen. So you can talk, you know, in this vacuum about how superior your gun laws are and your violence or gun violence is in your country. But then don't call us for help when you got to fight against the Russians. Because the Russians know, and I'm going to be very frank here, The Russians, the Chinese, they're formidable threats. They're certainly getting the better of us right now on a multitude of fronts. But the reality is, if America's collapse will only come from within, because neither one of those countries want to make landfall, and there's no way on this earth right now that they'd be able to occupy American territory for any sustained campaign. It's just not possible. We couldn't occupy Iraq. We couldn't occupy Afghanistan. We have 3, 4, 5 times more of the guns and sophistication and sense of American citizenship and freedom, hopefully, than they did in those countries in the Middle East. They were always sellouts in those countries, truth be told. So there's nobody coming to make landfall and occupy this country. That is one of the greatest home field advantages that we have on the world stage. And all of those countries know when they deal with NATO, when they decide to go to war with those European countries, if you can't beat a country, if you can't get them where they are at home, where they manufacture their essential supplies, then you can't really beat them. You can only stalemate. You're watching the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. We're going to talk more about Governor Waltz, Wuhan Waltz, and the president, the vice presidential debate from a couple of nights ago. Stay tuned.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props for fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I can't hold a candlestick to the great Alex Jones, but I am happy to be on the platform anyway. American hero and patriot Alex Jones, tip of the spear. Happy to know that my good friend and mentor, another good friend and mentor, Steve Bannon, will be home at the end of the month. I can't wait to see what he's been thinking up during his time in the modern day American gulag. And we're going to ramp up for the election. Look, I can't tell you what's going to happen. Who knows what's going to happen? I can tell you the truth. I can tell you the truth about how we got here, but nobody knows what's going to happen going forward. But before we left for the break, I said, don't be talking to me about Finland's gun laws. And the reference to these European, Tim Walz again during the debate with J.D. Vance is referencing Finland's gun laws. Again, that's the dog whistle to globalism. And when we talk about globalism, there's another, post there on X that I'd like you guys to bring up. I just showed the amount of aid that we've given to foreign countries this year alone. It's one of my last posts there on X, and it's in the billions of dollars for multiple countries. We're going to wait for them to pull that up. But this European centric sort of globalist idea is dog whistled when they talk about Finland's gun laws, and it's the same for when we talk about the foreign aid that we give out. We haven't been able to get it up yet, but I'm going to just list some off here that I'm looking off the top of my. Okay, we're giving $24 billion, $24 billion to Ukraine, and this is on the record. I mean, we don't know how much money. Remember, never forget, the Department of Defense did an audit, and they were supposed to find $2.4 trillion worth of inventory. They only found $2 trillion worth of inventory. I could bet you where that inventory ended up. Can't prove it, but there's a good chance that inventory was already being pre-stationed there in Ukraine and other places to fight this world war that we're about to get ourselves into. So $24 billion has been given to Ukraine. $11 billion has been given to Israel. $2 billion has been given to Ethiopia. $1.5 given to Jordan. $1.4 given to Egypt. $1.1 billion was given to Afghanistan. $1.1 billion given to Somalia, another $1 billion to Yemen, another $1 billion to the Congo, another $1 billion to Syria. You know, it's got the graphic here, $9,000 per illegal immigrant, and that's all being conservative. And yet, when a hurricane hits, you get $750 as the American people. I mean, it's a slap in the face. You know, go back to Maui. Go back to what happened there in Hawaii. When those families of Hawaii were given or offered a couple thousand dollars apiece, and we could have, you know, the amount of money, even look at how much money we spent in Afghanistan the first time. We're still giving them billions of dollars, but look how much money we spent in Afghanistan the first time. $6 trillion. For $6 trillion, Afghanistan should have looked like Shangri-La. But it didn't. You know, we didn't really want Afghanistan to become a self-determining nation the same way we don't want Finland to become a self-determining nation. And that was the great lie of the World War II, the post-World War II Democrat liberal order. And these people openly defend it. They tell you should give your sons and daughters and you should give your money. And in times of crisis, you should take the short end of the stick to uphold democracy. It's not democracy they're trying to uphold. It's a Ponzi scheme. This is a Ponzi scheme, and we're going to talk about the money that they're actually giving to some of these countries. But first, understand the framework. After World War II, we, again, like I said last time I hosted, I can't reference this enough. We were all lied to. We were all told that we were going to bring freedom and democracy around the world at the tip of a spear, at the end of the barrel of a gun, and that would bring peace through strength. And it would make all these nations self-determining. Well, if you really believe in America's foundational values, the first thing you do to make a nation self-determining is give them a fundamental understanding of the Second Amendment. You give them the right to bear arms. You allow them to be self-determining, and by determining their own security. We double-crossed our allies, quote unquote, our allies. We were double-crossing our allies from the word go. We weren't making them self-determining. We made them all welfare nations. We made them all protectorates. We made them all, internet. Really, what we were running is an international mafia-esque racket, protection racket. That's what we're doing. And when you run a protection racket and you use cash, you use a lot of cash, fiat cash, black bag cash, all kinds of cash. When you lose a lot of cash, it's easy for a lot of cash to go missing, isn't it? I mean, this is just basic criminal school stuff. That's why when people talk about the crime in America, I'm like, yeah, no, I get it. The crime's out of control. But you got to understand, when your government's stealing, everybody's stealing. And the government, our government, and their global ambition for a long time, at least since World War II, has been one big mafia-style protection racket. Countries like Finland, countries like all of these numbers here, these are just countries that were in the Middle East and Africa, and they added in Ukraine and Israel, but we're not even talking about the European Union and what we give to NATO. You know, we're already up to about $30-40 billion here just in documented foreign aid. What we give to NATO, let's not talk about what we give to our Southeast Asia. They're not even on the list. The money we give to all of the countries that we say are the Southeast Asian bloc against Chinese influence there. So, I mean, we're just shilling out cash. We're just shelling out cash to every Tom, Dick, and Harry around the world. And what about that is self-determining? And if we're going to give people cash, look, I'm not even against giving people a little bit of a bump. I'm not saying that we can't use our power in the world and our position to give people a little bit of a bump when needed. But the point is the investment actually going towards making them self-determining, or is it going towards making them more dependent on us? And this is the fundamental difference between the two political party platforms that now are presented on the stage here in this presidential election and in my Senate race. And I'm not saying all the Republicans. I'm talking about at the highest end of intellectual integrity for Republican candidates who claim to be America first, which I am probably highest amongst, let's just say. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment, too. But, and you take the most highest intellectual Democrat operative, you know, one of these Soros funded, what they want and what we want is completely different. So, you know, all of the chummy pow pow stuff that went down on the debate stage between Vance and Waltz, I get it. It's all, you know, decorum. But there's no decorum with candidates like me. Sorry. There's no decorum. Absolutely none whatsoever. Cause I know what they're really doing. And I know JD knows what they're really doing too. And, you know, he was tactful. He was tactful. I love it. He was tactful. I won't be, and there's a future for me beyond 2024. I guarantee you that. And when I get to the stage, it doesn't matter what the media is calling for, or what the polling shows. I don't care about any focus groups. I'm going to go straight down the hatch on the issues. There's fundamental differences that we as American citizens absolutely detest and oppose. We oppose the idea of being what John F. Kennedy called Pax Americana, a military-industrial complex led by a sort of Pax Americana idea that we're going to be the world's police, we're going to be the world's protectorate, we're going to give all these nations money and say we're making them self-determining, but all we're really doing is making them more dependent on us. All these nations that we stood up after World War II, the first thing they should have been given is an American constitutional understanding of the necessity to be able to bear arms. And we didn't do that. And we didn't do it on purpose. And don't let any of these people tell you anything different. They didn't give these countries the Second Amendment constitution. That should have been contingent. It should have been when we took the United States dollar around the world, and we said we're going to bring you democracy and freedom. It should have been contingent upon those countries and nations giving their citizens the same fundamental constitutional Second Amendment rights that we have, not for some, let's say some celebratory kind of, honor for America. No, because it actually functions. It's actually a functional thing for us to have introduced to those other countries so that their citizens would be the first line of defense against tyrants and aggressive foreign invaders, which they need even more there than we need here. To be quite honest, nobody wants to make that hop, skip, and the jump across one of those big oceans, to be honest. I mean, they can. I'm not saying they're not capable, but nobody really wants to. Again, if you can't reach your enemies at home where they should be manufacturing their own essential supplies, if you can't reach them at home, you can't beat them in a war long term. You can only fight them to a stalemate, something that we have to understand getting into a war there with Russia. Now, you could argue we may be able to reach Russia at home, but the issue you face then and the issue people would face here in America is even if you make landfall and let's say you're able to topple the acting, and I say acting for a reason, the acting American government at that time, let's say you're able to do that, you're going to face gunfire on every square mile of this country. You're going to face gunfire every couple of blocks. If the American government toppled, No regime would be able to would have the standing military or the technological sophistication to occupy an insurgent America. It's not possible. But the same can be said for the wars we're starting now. The one we're starting there with Iran. Can you imagine? We couldn't even hold down Iraq. We couldn't hold down Iraq. We couldn't hold down Afghanistan. Iran's two times bigger than both those countries. And you could argue that their people are much more ideologically driven than those countries in some ways. And Russia, for sure. Oh, there's absolutely no way we're going to occupy Russia. Every couple hundred of years, some jerk off gets the idea to invade and conquer Russia. It ain't happening. It's just not happening. It's a pipe dream. Let's say we take Moscow. Let's say we take back Crimea and the Donbass and all these other. Let's say we take back all the territories that we claim Russia, has confiscated illegally against international law from Ukraine. Let's say we do that. Let's say we fight them all the way back to Moscow and they surrender? The Russians will never surrender. They know that. They'll face an insurgency in Russia the same way that we faced in Afghanistan and Iraq. That's why peace must prevail. And to have peace talks isn't a sign of weakness. See, that's another scary scam that we've been working here since World War II. You know, that the only way to preserve peace is through strength. And when they say peace through strength, what they really mean is we're going to promulgate wars under the auspice that a preemptive sort of aggression and posture is the only way to ensure peace. Well, that works up until you get to the level of nuclear exchange, potential nuclear exchange. Then you've hit your ceiling of peace through strength. Now the only thing that can be discussed is peace. Or you face self-destruction. And anybody who won't tell you that is a liar. And you see that on both sides of the aisle, don't you? There really lies the tale of the uniparty, of the sort of permanent political class, this scientific, engineering, managerial elite that is in Washington, D.C., all the way there to Davos, Switzerland. The military industrial complex and this war conquest, excuse me, is the real third rail of government. It's the real tale, granddaddy tale of the agenda. They're walking us into a war. And like Alex always says, you gotta see over the horizon. The real benefit for a world war, from people who want to have a global governance is it gives them the justification for martial law. It gives them the justification to suspend elections. It gives them the justification to say we're under a climate crisis, a health crisis. When the bioweapons start breaking out full tilt, we're not talking about secret bioweapons. We're talking in a full blown kinetic war. We're talking about full blown bioweapons right out in the open. When those start breaking out, you're going to be locked in your house under, you're going to be under lock and key in your house indefinitely. Indefinitely. And so, you know, we have to be realistic in this country right now as American citizens about, you know, where these issues are. What are the potential dangers? And that's why to say somebody's a conspiracy theorist is another tale that you're probably in on the scam. You're in on the scam, or you're completely ignorant, or, you know, worst case scenario, you hate yourself and you hate your fellow Americans. You hate the idea of freedom. Well, we don't. You know, we don't. And here was the last thing I'll say about the debate. Afterward, they all tried to say the real takeaway from the debate was the 2020 election moment. And they asked, you know, J.D. Vance, did he believe Joe Biden won the election? And oh my goodness, then they went to some cuck there back in the studio who was supposedly a swing voter from Michigan, looked like he's maybe a crossdresser more so than a swing voter, but I just can't trust J.D. Vance with my vote. First of all, the people they're bringing to those studios completely vetted. That's why they go off camera and come to them in the studio. They've been talking to them the whole time. They're pre-baking what they're going to say, obviously. But that's not even the point. The point of the matter is, if you can't question the answer to the question, and I thought that JD was tactful, but again, I'm the young, rambunctious, militant, 33-year-old black MAGA, ultra MAGA, over the hill MAGA candidate. I would have told them straight up, the American people, lost the 2020 election. That should have been his answer. Yeah, but in real time, we can always quarterback on Monday and go back and say what somebody should have said. But you'd say, who won the 2020 election? America's enemies. Enemies of the American people won the 2020 election because stolen elections have consequences. Hell, even legitimate elections, if like what's happened here, obviously has consequences. So, you know, and even furthermore, the fact that it's become a norm that American citizens can't question the integrity or security of their elections is unacceptable from the outset. It's just unacceptable. There's nothing American about that, which tells you when these people talk about democracy, like the great Eric Weinstein said, they're talking about two different types of democracy, type A, type B. Type A is of the people, for the people, by the people. And type B is saying the democracy that the democratic institutions that sprang from the post-World War II democratic liberal order are too important to be threatened, are too important to be challenged, are too important to fail. That's what they're saying when they say democracy. They're not talking about you and I democracy. They're not talking about the average working class or middle class or poor or rich. They're not talking about the average American citizen. When they say democracy, they're talking about their own institutional control. And that's why they can't talk about it with a full throat, because their corruption in the institution would be on full display. It is on full display. That's the reality. So, you know, and go down to the root of it, even the heresy of democracy. They pretend that the threat to democracy is greater than the threat of democracy. There are just as great of threats of democracy as there are to democracy. And they won't even acknowledge that part of the ring. They won't even acknowledge that part of the conversation. There are threats of democracy equal to and sometimes greater than the threats to democracy. Which further kind of indicts them as trying to protect their own institutional control. The threat of democracy is when you live in a democratic process and you have mob rule. If the mob is stupid enough because you've educated them to be stupid and you've brainwashed them and propagandized them to be stupid, not to be able to tell the truth from the lies, not to be able to tell what's real from what's fake. If you have a populace like that, then they will make a democratic selection that will take the entire ship down with them. And that's what we're dealing with now. We are dealing with a presidential election where people have actually been convinced they should vote for a woman who doesn't have the intellectual chops or the personal integrity to be in any office, let alone president of the United States on the brink of World War III, who cackles more than she delivers any substance. Kamala Harris could never sit down with a microphone like this with no notes and go off the cuff and talk about issues at the level I'm talking about. And that says maybe I should run in the future. Drop that in the, maybe I should run for president in the future. I'm 33 now. I'm not even legally old enough to do it now. But we'll see what happens after we'll see what happens after Trump's last term here. Cause there's going to be a jump ball for this movement. And I guarantee you this, I would over my dead body will this movement be captured or co-opted by one of these military industrial complex rhinos. Not going to happen. I'm going to be there to challenge you and the entire institutions, Republican, conservative, America First alike, the entire breadth of the institutions can come down with hellfire. I'm still going to be there to challenge you. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. And that goes for Emmer and the rest of the Minnesota congressmen and women and members. That goes for, Mitch and the NRSC and Steve Day, all of you. You're on notice now. There's an entire generation coming of this MAGA movement, and I don't have a price, and I don't care what you have to say about it. We're coming. If you want to get on a stage and you want to debate these issues, you want to debate how this country got here, you want to debate where this country needs to go, feel free to call me up. I'll be there. But if not, there will be no surrender. And this isn't going to end in 2024. And we'll see what happens here in 30 days. I'm not going to sit here and give you any false sense of security. I don't know what's going to happen. Because we can't even get it. We can't even get a single strategy about how we're actually going to deal with the security of the elections. Why? Well, Alex Jones was actually the canary in the coal mine for this issue specifically. When they first sued Alex Jones for political purposes, and it was political. When they first sued him, I said then, the lawfare has broken out. And why, and the part of the reason why people were slow to really call foul on just how dangerous of an implication that was is because there's nobody to turn to. We talk about the rule of law, and I'm tired of hearing about that as well. I'm sorry. You can say I'm not a conservative Republican all you want to. When your lawmakers aren't righteous, there is no rule of law. The rule of law is just as much of a weapon as it is a protection when your lawmakers are all corrupt. And I'm not talking about your politicians. I'm talking about the people who came through the law schools. Our law schools were captured by Marxists and communists, which is why they tilt liberal, which is why all of these conservatives around the country, including the candidates, are so afraid to talk about election integrity because they know there aren't enough lawyers in this country stepping up to the plate saying, we will fight this corruption and fraud for every single ballot until the death. They know that support doesn't exist, and that's why they tiptoe around it, because they could all be sued. They're all worried about litigation. They're all worried about the fact that this country's become overly litigious. You're hearing it here first. I'm that guy. I got to be the one to tell you. This is the reality. So I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I'll tell you this. Whatever happens, it ain't over. Don't let anybody give you that propaganda. We are in a dire situation. But the whole edifice of being American is it's never over. As long as there's an American patriot walking in drawn breath on this planet with a beating heart, with eyes to see and a body that's functional, that can get it done. As long as that's the case, it ain't ever over. And we may go through some tyrannical times and we may go to the gulags, and that's an unacceptable outcome in my opinion. But don't think that it's over. Never forget Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Go back and read the Gulag Archipelago. They lived in the Russian gulag. They lived in the gulag. They survived the gulags. They came out of them. The difference is they took their guns. The difference is they're not taking ours. And I'm not calling for violence whatsoever, but what I'm saying is this. The American people can only take so much. And what's funny is they talk about it being a threat to democracy while they simultaneously subsidize, Marxist, anarchy revolutions. That's what the biggest gap. How can Amy Klobuchar come to the American people and talk about a threat to democracy and then go sit down with Alex Soros and George Soros, who openly fund this? I don't know what they, is it a cosplay they think it is? Where these young men now think that it's like funny or cool to drive these cars and these big mobs and have the police come and kick the windows in. And, you know, there is a breakdown of the rule of law. The funny, the ironic part is the same people who are breaking the rule of law come to you and say, you're the threat to democracy. It's absurd on every level. I appreciate your viewership and listenership. Make sure you support my friend Alex Jones. I love him to death. His work is we take it for granted. We take it for granted. Give him his roses. Give him his flowers while he's here. Make sure you go to the store and support Alex Jones financially as well. I hope we do have those patriots ready to bid for InfoWars. I'll be here for him as long as I can. This has been another episode. I'm Royce White here in the belly of the beast, running for United States Senate against Amy Klobuchar. The fight continues. Godspeed.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with. But it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.